Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good. And now...
Bindu.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
Welcome, ladies and gents and germs, ladies and worms, apples and oranges, watermelons and mangoes. Damn, yo, Koob, I got the bubble guts again.
Ew.
Yo, why has my shit been green? Have I not? Is it because I'm not eating fruits?
You eat unhealthy. Stop eating fast food. That's toxic to your stomach.
That's probably what it is, because it's like every time I shit, I feel like I like fucking swallowed a leprechaun or some shit like that. I mean, like I ate too many Lucky Charm bowls and shit. Like I'm shitting out green.
Ew.
Like it looks like plant life and shit. Like that's all I eat is green food.
No, actually, that's lack of iron in your diet.
Oh wow.
When you shit green, that means it's lack of iron.
So what happens when you shit blue?
Doo-doo brown. That means you're fucking toxic, nigga. Go to the hospital.
Oh, man. How the fuck we start the show off about me talking about taking a shit?
I know. You're fucking nasty. It's supposed to be Sexy Tuesdays. What the fuck is...
Yeah, it's definitely Sexy Tasty Tuesdays. You're tuned in to the TD show, Technical Difficulties. Yes, like the young lady, La Cubanita, said. Hold on, fellas and gentlemen and germs and ladies.
Oh, you muted yourself on that one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, if there's any pregnant women out there listening, they just threw up on that. So. And do not do that on the air, because people, you know, tend to listen,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what kind of problems they're going through on their side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize about that, you know, ladies and gentlemen. But I just had to get
out. All those women out there that right now are disgusted and probably turned off the show.
Oh, no. Come back, please. I didn't mean to turn off the show. Oh, that's my mama Darius at the door. My mama Darius.
You got my mama's doorbell. What kind of shit is that?
Mama Darius, she's about to curse me out because the front door is locked. What's up, Ma? You love me? Huh?
You don't help me do nothing. Why should
I? I'm going to rake those leaves.
Yeah,
I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to rake the leaves. I'm going to put on my Kunta Kinte mask and I'm going to rake the leaves.
Oh, man.
Oh, that too. Yeah, but,
ask you that, like, back in October to rake the leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not December.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for, you know, because the worst thing about raking leaves is when you rake them, you chill for a couple of days, you look on the yard, you got to rake them again.
It's like
so why not wait till, you know, all the trees catch leukemia? And when all these trees catch leukemia and lose all of their leaves, then that's when I go in the yard and, you know, rake them up.
No, but don't you love Jersey? Don't you love the cold? So show
how much you love it
and do it when you got to do it.
See, well, first of all, I got an apartment. I don't have to worry about raking leaves. So the answer to your question, yes, I love Jersey.
Hold up. Aren't you in your mama's house now? Don't you use your computer in your mama's house? Well,
oh, yes, I do.
Oh, okay, then it's time to pay your dues.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing in this world for free, except love.
You're damn right. And that ain't free sometimes. Sometimes you got to pay it to the highest bidder.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. We're going to talk about all of that, all them gold diggers.
Hey, did you get on my stuff?
Yeah, I actually got it. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not going to really start it until, you know, these assholes show up.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give them some time to show up. Black and blacker. Dumb and dumber. Stupider and stupidest. Oh, man. I hire the best. Yeah, but This is Tasty Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and germs. Leanne just popped up into the room on Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, I was going to say, because the chat room's not open.
It's open, I mean, you gotta do it again. You gotta,
Okay. I see what you mean. It's authenticating.
Yeah. The hell is that?
That's my daughter. Hold on 1 second. That's Tego, Tego.
Oh, Tego. Speaking of Tego, I'm about to play some Tego. Just to wait till, you know, the rest of the crew get here. But this is Tasty Tuesdays. We're going to be talking about all types of things, all sexual topics, about relationships, about positions, you know what I mean? You name it, we got it. You want to roast somebody that burnt you or gave you some wax loving, some wax sex, some whack nothing, or just whacked you in the face, whatever. You hit us up on those damn lines. That's 347-215-8388. Once again, 347-215-8388. And we're pretty much taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. We're not going to really play no loud hip-hop stuff, but, you know, we're going to just hold it down and play, you know, a couple of R&B tracks, maybe. I might have to play, you know, a couple of hip-hop tracks with some R&B singers in it, because it's Tasty Tuesdays, you know, you kind of wind it down, you know, get sexy. It's the infamous 9-11. On Tuesdays, I might actually make it officially 9-11, because just it goes with the 9-1-1 thing, you know, but I'm talking too much. So here goes Tego, my favorite song, This Is Why I'm Hot, but I think it's just Tego and Mims. So keep your radios locked, because technical difficulties ain't going nowhere. Peace. Pussy boy.
Yo, Tego Calderón. Oye, this is why I'm hot.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
I don't understand.
Why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why.
Tú tenías el bizcocho, te falta el canto mío. Mi huevo no se va a hacer poderío de caserío. Yo en este hija estoy caliente, encendido. Representa 100% mi latino. No voy pa' mi isla si no aguantas calor. A mí nadie me entiende, igualito cachompo. No seré más que vendo. Respeto tengo, lo que hablo lo sostengo y en la calle me mantengo. Si no soy de verdad, entonces ¿quién es? Investiga por ahí y dime qué es lo que es. Tu fuego no es lo mismo que mi candela. Aunque me metan preso, controlo como Mandela. Yo soy boricua, lo que hago hace burning Wembley. Cause I be killing fake ass rappers in English. Everybody talk the same, waza, waza. Todo el mundo vende kilo, aquí todo el mundo mata. I was a stick of cake, I'm not a gem of it. Soy lo que soy, a fuego hasta morir. Like it or not, I don't give up.
Okay.
This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not.
I got my click to the rear of me. Punks living fear of me. Dudes on the block with them Glocks running scared of me. I keep my tool near to me, so don't just appear to me. Never touch my money, no, my money's dear to me. I'm in the club falling in the VIP booth. Shorty staring at me, call the kid so cute. This is why I'm hot, you know it is the truth. She wants to get some loving from my hardcore youth. So she made it very clear to me, whisper in my ear to me. In a soft voice, she said, hi, millionaire. To me. Chicks who never dear to me, bringing over beer to me. Girls throwing their underwear over here to me.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
Hey, yo, Blackout. Yo, you know we gotta kill this beat once and for all. Matter of fact, this is how we gonna do it. Light the fuse for him, yo. They got 1 minute to go.
Men.
Now if you take the sun and multiply your heat, this is why I'm 10 times over than what you find is me.
Cause I'm fly.
I am the reason why crack turned from cocaine.
Yeah.
I light it up, then burn slow on that propane.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm a Don, but not the one from Soul Train. Teflon Don, I'm a boss in my own frame.
Yeah.
I could flip it if you need it, I got it for real.
Right.
If you don't see it, then they probably ain't got it for sale.
Ah.
I got the East Coast bumping me hard. I got the West Coast bumping me hard.
Uh-huh.
The Dirty South show me love, I can hear it out the trunk of their car. The Midwest, like, homie, you lost.
That's
the one I pull up in that car with the invisible roof on the coupe, and them doors swing up, homie. All you hear is
whoosh.
That's a swish. I don't miss when I'm aiming for the shot. And
this is why, this is why, this is why,
this is why I'm hot, hot.
Oh, Lord. Hey.
Yes.
You there?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Oh.
Why wouldn't I be?
You see the chat room?
No.
Oh, you should take a look at the chat room. Because you will see the answer to your question.
To my question? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just take a look. While you take a look, it's Alicia Keys, Like You'll Never.
If I had no more time, got your back, baby. Mr. 305.
After this song, me and Cooper's going on live. These niggas ain't here.
Yeah, that one, the...
That's one strike before they're fired.
Freaking that.
Keep it locked.
Just know this,
the
baby.
TV show.
I got them candy kisses. Mommy want them candy kisses, rags. And that's what I give her, rags. When I kiss her below the liver, she quivers and I gotta deliver. Like the mailman, I'm talking Karl Malone from John Stark. And I promise once I start that I won't stop. Got her in the backseat of the soft top. Getting hot, getting wet, and she knows what she getting next. Ya tu sabes que conmigo es completamente diferente when we having sex. Yo te doy el caramelo bueno que te vuelve loca. En la calle, mujer, en la cama, eres p***. And that's what I love about you. When we together, it's all about you. I remember when I hollered at you. For the first time, swear to God, I couldn't get you off my mind. Oh, baby, let's ride.
I never met nobody like you. That'll do all the things that you do. Every night when I go to sleep, then my heart skip a beat. By the way.
Talking about.
Of your dreams, it's gotta be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18,
get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough.
Bend
over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
Yes, we do. Now, let's see, the G, A, B, C, D, F. Yeah, JJ can be a little slow at times. So you're going to have to... Oh, here we go. All right. Now is the time to get in the hot, steamy, tasty Tuesday comments. Let me play my background music. Oh, shit. You're now tuned in to the motherfucking greatest, the TD show, Technical Difficulties. Happens to be technical... I'm sorry. Let me spin that back. Happens to be Tasty Tuesdays.
We're going to change that.
Yeah, we definitely going to change that. That's the, what's
you hear me? Oh, I didn't even know you hear me.
Yeah, I heard you.
It's Technical Tuesdays, man. Straight up.
Technical Tuesdays. Word.
We'll find another day to talk about all that tasty crap. But we keeping this one almost all the way hood, because I know you got your Tasty Tuesdays model you like to keep.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, I will keep it halfway hood right now.
Alright, you know that. So it's Tasty Tuesdays with a little bit of thugness inside of it.
Yeah, man, you know, sometimes you gotta thug these bitches out.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get real angry.
Yeah, I'm not angry. It's
you're not angry, but I gotta bring on the angry host. The angry host that will roast you and not think twice. Six Rain. Fizzle, what's baby? What's good, baby? Six Fizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already ate. Thanks, moms.
I'm on the past that.
Where Cuban B?
Hey, Cuban B.
Playing with one of these little chicks that are swaying the shit out of JJ over here.
Oh, Lord. So I haven't even been on in the chat room. Like, what's going on?
What's really going on? Chat room's been bubbling the last couple of days.
Sorry, hum, but I dedicated that song to my man a long time ago. That why he downloaded it.
Yeah, she said that I played the song for her. I was like, yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I said, that was my song. I said, thanks for playing the song.
Yeah.
She was like, no, he played it for me. I was like, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, Lord. You played it when you were having sex with me, JJ. Whoa.
What's going on over there, man?
I don't know. Let's pause on that situation.
Yeah, females, y'all doing too much, man. Don't be blasting into the airwaves like that.
Oh, man. It's funny because, and what a day. But wait, hold on. What a cool.
So it's funny. You know what? I'm not even going to say
that. I got it, man. So you,
yeah, go ahead. Handle that.
You ain't stressing me.
I
know you're sweating JJ, and it's all good.
Right now.
Oh, man. You know what, Kuba? Real quick, guys. I've noticed that every girl that comes on our show tends to hate on you. They think that you're too good. You think too good of yourself. You think highly too much of yourself.
They talking about Kuba?
Yeah, like, they think, like, you think you're the shit, like...
I mean, she's just hating because I'm on the radio with you and she's not.
I mean, if whoever that is, you know, you can call up and we can talk about this. You understand me?
I mean,
but it feels, you know, play your trenches and play your part the way you've been playing.
I mean, maybe she should call on Trouble Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's really the right now, too tasty right now for all of that bullshit, man. It's just a minimum job.
I mean, it's also technical also.
But it's so good
because
I'm used to it.
She says, ain't nobody sweating you. We are messing with you.
Sounds good.
So she's just messing with you, Kuba.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
One
thing that's funny, though, is how women, they always seem to, even if it's not true, whether it's true or not, but they always seem to, oh, well, that's why I slept with your man.
So?
Doesn't that make you seem like a whore?
That's what I was about to say, but you beat me to the punch.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm holding my hands up and I'm weighing them down like they're being weighed. Like,
I don't know. She's just making that so. Said that you played that song when you were having sex with her. So
Hold on, JJ. Huh? Do you remember playing that song?
I don't remember playing any song when I have sex.
All right, that's the correct answer.
I don't play any songs when I have sex. I want to hear the woman. Breathing heavily.
No, you sound just like the nigga. Yeah, you sound just like that shit I was talking about the other day, nigga. That Dave Chappelle skit, nigga, when he was that white dude.
Uh-huh.
And they traded houses, and they traded with the black nigga, the black nigga, what the fuck was his name? I forgot the nigga. Lenny Washington. Remember the nigga that was playing dice in the fucking hallway?
Yeah.
Aussie shit.
Yeah.
The nigga, and the nigga said some shit just like that, God, like, can we turn this R&B music off? Because I want to actually hear you breathing while I'm having sex with you. So that shit was mad funny, so. When you said that shit just fucking, yo, that shit triggered that shit. That shit was funny.
Oh, man. Yeah. What took you motherfucking asshole so long?
Excuse me?
What took y'all so long?
Listen here, first things first,
Oh, yeah?
First things first, man. Yeah, I'm going to let him cover it, and then I'm going to take off.
All right, go ahead.
Freeze the asshole shit.
All right, what's second?
Second? Like, come on, son. Like, I don't even be remembering when the show's going to start, my dude. Like,
I'm on one. You live in New York.
I mean, I know where I live at. I know where I'm at with it, but, you know, fucking with you, nigga, you be on some old fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy shit.
Man, yo, Bill Nye the Science Guy in the face,
so
ass nigga.
I gotta take my joke in
the face. Nigga, you ain't saying the face.
I don't gotta say in the face for it to be an effective joke, though. Like,
I know that, yo, Foxy Brown in the face, ass nigga.
No doubt.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, hold on. First of all, JJ, it's her friend, not her. And ain't nobody talking shit, so why don't y'all talk about something real? And just because you have a friendly friend don't mean you're a whore. If you ain't fucking, what? Well, I don't know what those four letters are. They ain't let you curse. So if you ain't something more than once, or if you ain't fucked more than once.
I mean, what's the point that you're really trying to make? Like,
well, I'm going to address her right quick.
Nah, I'm talking about the female. Like, what's the point that the female's trying to make? Like,
I guess you're trying to say just because she fucked the next nigga's man, now that they make her a hawk, she only fucked him once.
I guess.
Yeah, but this is what makes you a whore. When you, not necessarily that, but when you come off on some kiddie shit, like,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's why I fucked
her. That's why I fucked you, man. Or you going to your female friends and telling her that shit. That means you're telling her.
Yeah, like, I mean, and not necessarily that. It's just the fact that the competition, like, oh, well, I don't know why you're getting all big. I fucked them first. Who cares?
That sounds real slutty.
That's like, that's something, like, you keep behind closed doors. Why would you even brag about that? Whether you're playing or not, it's like,
because some females is fucking scutties.
And it's like, I see it all the time in the streets. Oh, yeah, well, that's why I'm fucking your man. So how you feel about that?
Yeah, I've heard arguments like that.
Hey, I mean, and then this is the worst, this is the kicker. The girl she's arguing with goes, you ain't fucking before me, though.
I don't know. I just beat that nigga in the background like, what? Straight up.
Oh, man. Like, it's like some women don't understand how immature that is.
I mean, I don't know.
By all means, if you want to fight over me, hey, go ahead. I'll sit back like SD said. I'll sit back and watch it.
I'm with it.
Let me get some popcorn. I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah, I remember those times.
You know, the popcorn times?
Yeah, like, oh, let me go to the store, fucking cop me a motherfucking Laffy Taffy or some shit and just cop me a soda and a bogey or something, roll up and just watch this shit.
Yeah.
Heard up.
Oh, man, how was your guys' days, man?
No different than any other day, man, except for the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much. Same shit, just a different day.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Hey, Kuba, you wrote down all the sexual positions, but you didn't write what you had to do to be in that position.
Didn't we go over this before?
So much writing! Leave it to your imagination!
Oh, I had to use it again. Oh, baby girl, the subject's been changed already. The show's not about you.
Yeah, like, come on, like,
you thought about, can you change the subject?
Like, don't even read that, like, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, anyway.
Oh, man. But, I gotta put this out there. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, thank you for listening, but.
Oh, yeah, we always love the listeners, you know.
Doing a lot extra.
And don't take the radio business, you know, don't take the radio serious, you know. It's only comedy.
Word.
I got a question to you guys. When attracted to the opposite sex, do you act different to fit into the person's crowd?
No way.
Fit into the person's crowd? No way.
What about you, Kuba?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can, but, like, come on, you can't, girl. Like,
you gotta be yourself.
Yeah, like.
I had a friend that she did it for the guy because he used to, like, you know, do other type of drugs that we are not, you know, particularly fond of. And,
you mean like shooting?
Nah, not as far as shooting, but snorting.
No good.
And, and just to fit in because she liked him so much, like, you know, and his crowd used to do that, she went ahead and did it just to be in his crowd, which I thought that was a big no-no. But, each his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Speech is
old. Well, what exactly is she? Oh, wait. I think you know what you're talking about.
Shout out to the head.
What is it with guys that they feed their girl? They don't want to see a girl, like, you know, they, when they go out to eat. Like, I'm the total opposite. If we go out to dinner and you eat like what animal out there eats real light?
Bird?
No, you eat like a bird. And you order a salad? I praise that woman. She's going to be my damn wife. I'll never go broke. But, what's up with the guys that don't want their woman to eat like that? And they want them to eat a lot. They want them to eat that old fat-ass cheesesteak. And after you eat a cheesesteak, they want you to eat a beefsteak. Pepperoni pizza. They want you to eat a whole bunch of fatty shit. But then the moment you get fat, why are you so fat? You're such a big bitch. I can't be with you. Oh, dog, you just buttered her up. You pretty much put this in her mouth, and now you're mad because she's fat? You got her fat. When she told you that she's losing weight, you decided to fatten her up because you don't like girls that don't eat. Now you got a sloppy bitch.
Oh, wait. Did you get the email I sent you on those skinny girls?
Oh, no.
Yo, you gotta check that shit. That shit is disgusting. They got Ethiopian chick with the freaking ribs sticking out.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah.
No good.
Why are you sending pictures of that to this man?
Yeah, like, come on, yo. Your picture's been real nervous as of lately.
Huh?
You don't got no.
She laughing. She know what I'm talking about.
You don't
about
got
me.
No breast pictures or I'm more appetizing.
What appetizing?
You know, like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
The offense with the poking out rib section is not gonna be my cup of tea.
Oh man, you know what? Before she answers that, to the people in the chat room, Cooper refers to everybody as a bitch.
Okay.
So. Don't catch feelings if she called your girl a bitch.
My niggas is in the chat room. Catch your feelings, B.
Well, yesterday's show, Kuba.
I say I'm that bitch.
Huh?
I said just like I call myself, and I say I'm that bitch.
Yeah, like
whatever.
Even Kuba calls herself a bitch. She calls her own mother. She calls her mother a bitch, and they laugh about it. Like, and she's Cuban, you know. Give her a pass.
Wow.
Let's not be too sensitive out there.
Out of being a bitch. Fuck that.
Besides, I'm sure. You and your homegirls called each other bitches before and was laughing about it. So let's not act like women don't call each other bitches and, you know, brush the dust off their shoulders.
They just get tight when we call them.
Exactly. Now, when a brother calls you a bitch, then it's a problem. But when women call each other bitches, it's not a problem. So let's not be sensitive.
One other chick I actually called a bitch and she ain't tripped on me, dog. Like,
oh, really?
I just texted her real quick. I was on the phone with her and shit. I said something, bitch. And she was just like, word.
She said,
I'm like, no, you the bitch.
Yeah, like she ain't feel disrespected or nothing. She was like, yo, whatever, like, you know what I mean?
She said, word.
Whatever, moving along. I was like, word, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yo, she was not sure she wasn't tripping. I was shocked. I was really shocked. but yeah, you're a keeper so far.
What'd you say, Cuba?
That I call you a bitch every day.
Exactly. And she calls me a bitch every day. I mean, I don't cry and say, oh, yo, why you say that, man? Why you say that? Why you call me a bitch? I mean, it's just, this is the world that we live in, you know? You can say
the day that you were fighting with 6'4". Yo, stop acting like a little bitch. Grow the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'm tight and keep it moving.
You just don't want to be called the pussy.
Yeah, that's the kicker right there.
Like, I mean, you be feeling like a pussy, son, like.
Nah, like, I'm just saying, like, you just don't.
You know what I'm saying, so there's no need to even.
You just don't want to be called the pussy, like.
I understand all of that.
Like, straight out, like, when you actually think about it, like, it's more than just the word, like, come mm-hmm. on, dog, like, pussy something soft, wet, and, you know, like, you know what I mean, the whole action, when you break down the science behind it and all that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, son, I don't know. Hey, my nigga, don't call me pussy, dog. You know what I mean? Straight out.
Yeah, pretty much. Hit us up on the general line, 347-215-8388. I got a question for y'all that's listening. What's the nastiest thing you ever done in the bedroom? The nastiest.
And keep it hood out here.
Exactly. Keep it hood. Don't come up here with the stupid, oh, well, I was having sex and I sneezed.
Yeah, I want to hear something I ain't never heard before.
Yeah, like, no, I coughed up, you know, some mucus and I spit it on the floor. That was nasty. No.
Word.
Don't make
keep
up
it no
nasty.
Shit either.
I got some nasty shit that happened to me.
And show us your boobs while you're doing it.
Straight up.
And from now on, every time anybody calls up, from now on, when you call up, I'll allow it only on the show. Just I'll act like you're not white. But when you call up, you got to roast somebody. You got to pick somebody on hand. You got to roast us. You either got to roast L.E., who's holding on, and he's about to be unmuted. You got to roast 6'4", SD, myself, JJ, or La Cubanita, short Cuba.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you got to call up, and you got to roast us, and it's easy to roast. All you gotta do is think of something and be like, you crap.
Yeah, chill. Don't even put that out there like that, man.
Don't even put it out there.
The real roasters know what to say, B.
All right, true. Say,
that's what I'm saying. First of all, that's not even fair to them. Like,
why?
You're little fishes to eat with piranhas.
Basically.
Wait, what happened?
Because if somebody from the outside tries to roast us, you know, we're going to get nasty, and then that person's just not going to call anymore because they're going to get offended. They can't.
They won't get offended because I'm giving them a free pass. Like, you know what I mean? Put it like this. Later on in the future, there will be roasting contests when we up our budget to the point where we give out prizes who can roast without stopping, stuttering, or pausing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in times to come. But, you know, we got to build that up somehow. And it's, instead of us always roasting each other, we need some. First of all, to start it off, can't have no sensitive people listening.
Nah, not at all.
You gotta be tough. Thoroughbreds, like the chicks in the room. They holding it down. I mean, they might be arguing, but they holding it down.
Because
if they was chumps, they would have left by now.
Yeah,
they still
in
here listening to the show. So with that said and done, if we say something harsh, they know that it's all fun and games. They hear us roasting each other, and we still busting it up. So, you know. I mean, everyone on this room is listening to the technical difficulties. Know they got to be tough. Like, you know, for instance.
Oh, yeah, because the sharks bite.
Exactly. And the flame has no friend. Remember
not
that.
Not at all. Not
the
at all.
The flame has no friend. Like, you know, for instance, I love my brothers. I truly do. You know? I truly do. But it's like sometimes, you know, you got to roast them like this old Daffy Duck in the face-ass L.E. nigga.
L.E., right? Daffy Duck with his beak popped off, right?
Yo, am I on right now?
Yeah, you're on right now. Sam in the face ass nigga.
No, Sibbity Sam in the face ass.
Oh, Toucan Sam in the face ass nigga.
Yo, dog, listen. I'm in the library, right, studying. But I have one question. How do you spell contests? That's all I want to know, dog. Like, I'm baffled. Like, I heard that, and I'm kind of baffled by contests. Was it contestuses?
Contestuses?
Yeah, contestuses. How do you spell that?
Why you ask me? Because I'm the illiterate one on
it.
You sure it's not contests?
I mean, that's what I always thought it was. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but it actually might be contested.
You sound like come on, son. You sound like a serial killer rapist over there.
I'll spell contestuses for you.
Good.
Contestuses. C-O-N.
Testuses.
C-O-N. Testuses. That's how you spell it. So now, contest. C-O-N-T-E-S-T. Testuses. S-I-S-S-E-E-S.
You illiterate motherfucker.
I have a question. I was trying to, listen to y'all dudes on the,
Hold on.
What happened, though, dogs?
What, did somebody walk into 7-Eleven? What's going on there?
Nah, God, what happened, though?
Yo, I was listening to you guys on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm typing in. Are you guys even seeing my messages?
So
like, I feel like I'm wasting my time.
So right now?
No, yeah, I was just typing in, like, guess 1,500, guess 1,890. I got kicked out of the room, like, four times.
Oh, shit. Well,
why?
I see guest 1892.
Right, that's me.
Uh-huh.
Everything, I start out the day with take off your clothes and, you know, swallow my babies and she's a whore and, you know, anything you see outlandish is me, all right?
Uh-huh.
So, and I always put my stuff in caps, just so you guys know that I'm with you, but, because I have to do a little studying, so I'm with you, but I'm not with you. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt you're a bookworm and a face-ass nigga.
So mm-hmm. Cuba, I'm just trying to, and so Cuba, as you know, I'm about to put the heat on you real quick, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga goes to work in the chat room.
Yeah, he does. He definitely puts in work in the chat room.
I put the heat on you, all right, Cuba?
Okay, no doubt, I'll be waiting.
All right.
What?
I'll see you guys on the internet then.
I got a question. What's the point in being quiet in a library?
I mean, so... total concentration.
No. You know why? You know why
you won't be holding your head up trying to tell these niggas like, yo, shut the fuck up.
You know why you have to be quiet in the library?
Why?
So you know how to spell contest assistant.
Flag that man.
Flag that man. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just funny.
And what paper are you? Oh, that fucking asshole hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Whole ass.
She's a very freaky girl.
Mhm. From her head down to her toenails.
Her toenails. Oh man.
Straight up.
Do fat people give good head?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And why?
Why?
Because they got big mouths.
Straight up.
A lot of mouth
to give.
A lot of moisture and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, temperature.
Temperature's different with a fat chick's mouth, dog.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like 6 foot is just telling the people, mm-hmm. like, no. Fat chick's got more mouth to throw around, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know
mm-hmm.
More mouth.
It's like, they're used to just giving head most of their life anyway, because, you know, not too many, not many niggas is really piping in these fat chicks like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know. That's why it's really better. And that's where it's at with the side chicks.
Also, they're heavy-headed, man.
I'm basically, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like they're headstrong.
And, like, for some reason, like, you, I don't know, side chicks let you grab their head. They let you grab their head and all that shit any type of way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
They don't care. They're like, whatever, yo. All right.
That's because they take it whatever way they can get it.
Yeah, like, all right, bitch.
Exactly.
I don't give a fucking... roughneck, bitch. Giving up that roughneck.
Mm. Let me ask you guys a question. When you guys like somebody, right, when you guys like a girl, do you try to find out if she likes you first before you try to kick it to her, or do you just go for it?
Go for it, man. That takes the fun out of it.
It all depends, yo.
Besides, every girl I come in contact with wants me. So that pretty much sums it up right there. Nah, but it's funny, because I went to the club, and it's like, you never know who's looking at you until you open your mouth. Went to the club one time. I said, fuck, I'm going to talk to this chick. I talked to her. As soon as I stepped there, she goes, about time. I'm like, whoa, pause. What do you mean about time? You know how long I've been looking at you, waiting for you
to come? I would have told her to step her game up then and come holler.
Exactly. But see, for some reason, women won't want to do that. They think
they don't
like want to
step their game up. That's all.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm in a club, the first thing I'm going to do is go shake my ass in front of the person I want to dance with.
Ooh, Lord.
Oh, I'm going to be that nigga like, berserker, berserker.
He's a berserker.
There you go.
Yeah, now that's some heart right there.
Yeah, but chicks don't be wanting to step their game up. They always looking for the nigga to step their game up.
Exactly.
Buy a nigga a drink if I think he's that cute and I'm tipsy, I'll even buy that nigga a drink. Like, yeah,
oh,
you wanna
get it?
So say I didn't know you and I was in the club chilling, being smooth, fresh with the JBs.
JBs
and the
JBs like they sneakers, nigga.
I'm talking about the John B's, the thin sideburns and the Coca-Cola shirt on, you know. What would you do? Would you walk up to me and be like, yo, Papi Chulo, buy you a fucking drink?
First of all, you know you're not my type. You know I like Puerto Ricans.
Shat on you immediately.
What'd you say? She shat it?
Shat on you. Okay,
whatever. But you don't know if I was Puerto Rican or not.
I mean, you look. Come on, son. You black. So you got a. Come on, son. You black. So you got a big fucking.
There's dark skinned Puerto Ricans out there.
I mean, come on, son. You can tell by the hair and all that other shit. Like, come on.
Oh
man.
You
ain't
got no hair.
Black nigga. You got the Archie Bunker special, nigga.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Nikki.
You know what? If I was attracted to you, okay?
I'd
first dance in front of you, shake my ass a little bit. I know that's going to catch your attention. And then,
But whoa, pause.
Hold on. How do you know that? It depends on how that ass is really moving and how much shake it has in that
ass.
Not just your hips.
My game is tight with that.
I'm
not talking about just your hips. I'm talking about ass.
A whole ass moment. But see, this is the deal. The G that I am, I'll test you even more. See, I'll dance with you and all, but I'm still not sweating you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sweating you.
I don't need you to sweat me. I'm not asking for people to come sweat me. See, I'm saying if I'm interested, if I'll dance, whatever. I know that you already, we got eye contact. You see that? Okay. Smile. It's still no reaction. I got the nerve to go up and buy you a drink. Like, yo, what's good? You want a drink?
See, now that's not the fact of you being, you know, on top of your game. That's the fact of you being, adult. You're being mature about it. See, them young chicks like 21, 22, they come up to you.
Why is this nigga buying me a drink yet?
Right, exactly. So they start hitting. Damn, you know, I am a little thirsty there. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Bitch, you better have a water faucet or something. Like, hey, bitch, you better swallow.
No, hey, what? Word.
Milk for you.
Word. And I'm the type of brother be like, you want a drink?
Tea.
Yeah, I want a drink. You can get me? What you want? Yeah, let me get such as I bet. Yo, let me get a Red Bull and Grey Goose. And for her, get her whatever she wants. But I'm paying separate for mine. Word. And I'm getting my shit. And when she turns around to get that drink, the bartender be like, yo, wait, hold on, pause.
She's sitting there with the pickle face on.
Word. Pause. You have to pay for that. He paid for it. No, he didn't. He only paid for his.
Straight up.
And then she'll get her drinks and then go sit down in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, Ma. You can go sit by yourself.
You know, you've been damaged a little bit.
You've been relegated to the corner.
I see lame-ass niggas all the time buying chicks drinks and getting played. Because then I got access to stand on the stage with the chicks. So I'm looking down on the lame niggas that aren't allowed that access. Because I got on the fitted. They mad because I got on the fitted. Wondering why I got on the fucking fitted. Pause. You're not me. Got to be JJ to do shit like that. But anyway, I'm seeing niggas talking to Puerto Rican chicks. They walk over to the bar, get them drinks, and then the Puerto Rican chicks kind of like turn their back a little bit so that the nigga's not all over them. It's just hilarious. Like,
yeah, then they dip and they leave.
Well, you might get them strong-hearted ones like, nah, fuck that. I poured a drink. I'm getting something.
Oh,
and they
no,
stalk you through the whole club.
I need space. I need space in the club, son. Straight up. If I don't have space in the club, I feel like I'm claustrophobic or some shit, my nigga. I'm really not with that shit. Like, son, I went to this shit out here real quick, son. I couldn't even walk it through them fucking place. God, there was mad people in this shit. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Nah.
This shit is disgusting.
Have you fellas ever seduced a chick?
Seduced a chick? Oh, Lord. This nigga says seduced. Like, come on, man. This is not sexual seduction over here, man.
Yeah, every time I speak, I seduce a chick, man.
Oh.
And I'm not even trying to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it's all of that. It's the way a nigga walk and all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Swaggers.
Swagger.
I mean, swaggers.
Yeah, that's what niggas call it. It's a lot of things, though.
Are you too sensitive for rejection?
Austin Powers calls that shit
mojo.
Mojo. Mm-hmm. No.
Are you too sensitive for rejection?
Hell no, I don't fuck. Bitch, chick tell me no, it's whatever.
I love rejection.
I just, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, God, I don't know if Clive or spilled milk be. I just go get another glass, man.
I mean, I used to be afraid of rejection, man. But then I just got my game up to, like, look, man, I don't care. First of all, if you don't mess with me, I always have these type of things where I'm like, all right, well, she must be burning. Or she must have AIDS. You know what I mean? Or maybe she's a lame or her pussy sting or something. You know what I mean? What about you, Kuba?
Yeah, this thing's
I look at it like it's his loss, you know?
You look at it like, have you ever been rejected?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Please tell us.
I rejected a lot.
Oh, Lord, please tell us. I've never heard a woman getting rejected.
Yeah, because...
I know it happened, but they just don't talk about
it. Well, because when you don't... What they want, when you don't give it up or whatever, then they get mad, they get tight, and they're like, fuck it, I'm going to leave you. Fuck it. I wasn't going to get it anyway, so fuck off.
Oh, Lord. You sound like you had a lot of those.
Yeah, I had a couple. It's all good.
Yeah?
But like, yeah. Damn, I never got her. Damn.
So he's like, what are you out here trying to do? Like...
Trying to do me.
Trying to do me, okay. Hear that.
I mean, what does that mean, though?
If I don't want to sleep with somebody, then I don't want to sleep with somebody. I don't got to just because I meet you, you know, go to a club or this, I'm digging you or whatever it is, I got to sleep with you. Fuck that. You want to leave because you know you're going to sleep with me?
More or less. I mean, you can speak shit like that off the top, and you know. Won't run into those problems and structures.
That's the end all be all for you.
I'm gonna tell you the true game. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Nah, I was just asking if that's the end all be all for her is getting beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess so.
She's gonna respond me, so.
I mean,
I'll tell you the true game. You go into a club, and you guys already know, but this is just for the audience and, you know, the brothers out there that, you know, don't have game. Remember the rule number one, the number one rule. Always remember this. I don't give a fuck how bad a girl is. Always, no, fuck that, man. This is the Tasty Tuesdays. So we're going to come on the bitch. I don't give a fuck how bad a bitch is.
Straight out.
Okay. You remember one prime example. Never. Never, 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 never sweat a bitch. Don't be like no lame-ass niggas out here, and they see a bitch with a mini skirt on, and I like Spanish women, so they see a Spanish woman out there, Puerto Rican, you know, Cuban, whatever, Dominican, walking around looking all sexy. Don't ever sweat her.
Handcuffing chicks, nigga.
Huh?
Say, nigga, somebody handcuffing chicks,
nigga. Yeah. Because it's like, this is the deal.
He agrees to it, too.
When you sweat her, you just add on the list of lame-ass niggas that's trying to holler at him. So what you do is, you be like, eh, shorty's all right, and you turn your head. She's looking at you now because she's wondering why you're not following this trail of niggas looking for her. So she'll pause by those niggas and go look for you.
Wow. Trail of niggas.
You know what I mean? So you know, don't ever sweat a bitch.
Nah, you can't sweat. No,
you let that bitch sweat you.
Always let that bitch sweat you.
Come on, son. Like,
sweat. And if she's not sweating you, the bitch is burning.
I mean, if she's not sweating me, whatever, like, that's what's up also. Like, I'll just, you know, I'm probably already in the operation of trying to lay the next thing down anyway. So it's like, do what you do.
Yeah, like, this one time I went up to the club. Everything happens in the club, man. Went to the club.
Nah, everything doesn't happen in the club.
Oh, you're right, but, you know, maybe some of the shit is made up. But went up to the club, you know, I'm chilling. And I talked to the baby girl. I'm just talking to her, just for a little minor conversation. Like, hey, what's somebody doing? Shorty was bad. I want to get at her. But I was like, ah, fuck it, whatever. So I'm talking to her. I'm like, hey, why you ain't dancing? She's like, oh, well, you know, the club is whack. I'm like, hey, well, whatever. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go get a drink. Talk to you later.
Jeez, oh, my back. That's when you...
Huh? All right,
go ahead. Can't continue your own...
All right, so I get my drink on this shit, and towards the end of the club, I bump into her again. And I'm like, damn, what's up? I mean, did you dance at all? Nah, I ain't dance. I'm like, oh, shit, that sucks. I was like, so where you from? You know, and did a little, you know, conversation and all that. Now, most niggas be like, can I get your number? Nah, not me. I'm not sweating this bitch. So I let it go. I'm like, all right, well, you know, it was nice seeing you. You know, hope you enjoy the next club you go to next weekend. So the last song plays, I'm sitting there being smooth, chilling, looking in the mirror with the JBs, John Bs. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, Shorty starts bumping her ass. She does the Cuba. She bumps her ass all up on me. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. So I'm dancing with Shorty. By the end of the club, most niggas would have got the number. I said, hey, you have a good night. Left
straight
it
up.
Left it alone.
Straight up. Like,
left it alone.
I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Next weekend, she came there to the same club, came up to me and said, how come you didn't give him my number? Never mind that. Here's my number. Give me a call after the club.
You don't want to stress everything, dog. You don't want to stress everything. It don't always work like that. Everything.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't,
you know,
always.
There's that one in ten shot, like, you'll just get a chick that's just like, all right, let me actually highlight this nigga. I'll be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's like when I spoke to that chick like months after, you know, because I called her and whatever went down. But like, we was talking about the club situation. She was like, you know why I gave you my number? I said, why? She was like, because from day one, I was going to give it to you, but I gave you more respect because you didn't even ask for it. You just danced with me, you chill with me, and you told me to have a good night. And I was shocked. That's never happened to me before. Guys always come and try to get me. I said, well, look, I don't sweat chicks.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I came up to you. She said, I felt kind of out of character because I don't ever walk up to a guy and just give him my number.
That's how this chick, like, you know, I hate chicks that be sending other chicks up to niggas like, yo, shorty's family and all that shit. I should have. Disgusting. Don't send your friend. I don't want no one friend is feeling you. I want to hear your friend over here. She should be the one over here kicking it like you kicking it with me right now.
Yeah, that's some little girl shit. When your friend has to talk for you.
Yeah, like that shit is disgusting. I hate that shit. Like, yo, why don't you tell your friend to come over here and like you know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I'm talking to you, but you know, you gotta relay that for me.
Yeah.
If some dude was to send his friend, I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Nah, I'm not, come on, though.
Yeah, because that's real lame-ish, like, you know.
I try to holler at his friend. The person will be like, oh, no, but you had the balls to come up to me, so maybe I want to talk to you now.
I mean, that's the way it has to go. Like, every dog, I mean, I don't know niggas that's really doing that anyway, but, you know. There's probably niggas out there in the world that's doing that, like, yo, my homeboy's feeling you.
Oh, yeah. I remember I used to do it.
Matter of fact, you know what? My son down the block is like that, God. Like, he's
funny style with it, though. Like, he'll be like, yo, holla at that chick over there, whatever. And I'll be like, I ain't no doubt.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go over there and I'll go holla at the chick or whatever, but he'll be on some other shit like, yo, did you tell her about me and all this? I don't know, what the fuck are you talking about? This nigga is out of control, girl. Like, he be wanting me to go over there and holla and spit, but it'd be like, he be wanting me to spit for him. I'm like, nah, nigga. No, nigga. I'm like, that nigga's crazy, son.
Like, okay, I'll go holler at the chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm going to holler for myself.
I'm going to holler for me. Like, if I find out and I'm eating everything's a go and she's a smut out, then, you know, I'll pass her through. Like, I'm not getting sent up, but.
Yeah.
Other than that, let me see what's going on. And then if everything's the way it's supposed to go, then we can pop off.
It's amazing because the only way I ever got my heart. Yeah, I don't want to sound like no pussy. Hey, 6'4".
Yeah.
That's the man I got my heart from.
That man immediately.
That man right there I got my heart from. I used to tell this, and I used to say, he remembers. I used to, you know what I'm saying, though, but you know, I mean, I'm afraid. Like, what if they say no? What if a girl says no? He said, then you keep on fucking pushing then, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no ain't going to hurt you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And honestly, women don't know what they want to begin with, so let's just start
there.
Yeah, 'cause
you heard your haul the home girl the other day. I'm confused. I don't know if I want dick or pussy. Like, you really don't. And then you're going to get tight at me because all I'm doing is asking you questions.
Yeah.
I mean, all I was doing was asking the chick questions. She's like, oh, why you coming at me like that? Come on, God, I'm asking you questions. It's either what it is or what you not. You can't take that pressure. So.
Uh-huh.
You know you want some fucking long johns in your silver, in your fucking, you know what I mean? Some silver in your long johns.
Oh, Lord. Did anyone ever do the lap limbo sex position?
Lap limbo.
Lap limbo?
Oh, yeah. This shit
that
looks,
shit sounds
and it's funny. Out of all the pictures...
Think about that. What do you think it is?
Wait, hold on. Out of all the pictures, they have white people. And for the lap limbo, they have black people. What is that all about?
I don't know. What the hell is the lap limbo?
You know what, man? This fucking Harry Potter... You got this Harry Potter fucking... It's like an advertisement on the page, and his emblem is blocking the fucking page. You fucking prick. Yeah, but, yeah, what do y'all think the lap limbo is?
Son, lap limbo is the chick on top, like, I don't know, that's what it sounds like.
Sounds like the chick about it.
Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It says, your guy sits back in a roomy chair with a pillow placed under his knees to elevate them. Now you straddle him, lower yourself into the triangle of his lap, and lean back so you're resting against his, you're resting against his raised thighs. Bend your knees and put your ankles over his shoulders so they rest on the back of the chair.
Oh, that shit sounds authentic. I've been trying to get chicks to do some shit like that.
Yeah.
He acted stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, come on, God. Like, this is what's really going on nowadays. Like, this is how we get it in around.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he grabs your hips as he enters you, and you set the rocking in motion by pushing your feet against the top of the chair as he thrusts by pulling your hips towards him. Oh, yeah, yeah. The lap limbo, definitely.
Yeah, lap limbo, I didn't know they called it all that shit. I'm just going to
yeah,
I'm just trying to throw the legs up.
The lap limbo.
That's good about throwing the legs up over the shoulders. So, you know, you improvise when the chicks are top sometimes. I didn't know they called that a lap limbo.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
How about
the Superman? Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell him about this. Hey, yo, E, what you think about the lap limbo, man?
Listen, lap limbo is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's even better?
What?
The baby swallow.
Mm-hmm.
The baby swallow. What's the baby swallow?
The baby swallow. You don't know what the baby swallow is?
Nah, what's...
Oh,
okay. Swallowing baby.
Took me a while. Swallow, nigga. That is like, that might be the best, you know, position. Pause.
Come throat. Cummy throat.
Ew.
I mean, that's nothing nasty about that.
Hey.
Take that, Ma.
You gotta do the Superman. You ever heard of the Superman?
Nah, never heard of that.
You gotta play a Superman at home, Soulja Boy's song.
I don't listen to Soulja Boy.
Well, you have to play it. It takes the meaning away from it. And what you do is a girl's doggy style, and you have to position yourself. You know, put your hands on the sides of her and put your dick inside of her. But you gotta straighten your legs out as if you're flying over her.
This
takes a lot of muscle.
You need
I
a lot
could
of
not
muscle.
Do this.
So I do a push-up to the bitch. All right.
Yeah, pretty much. But like,
right.
Just sliding.
That's
yeah.
Not difficult.
I was doing push-ups like 2 weeks ago.
That's not difficult, son.
I'm talking about you have to make your legs straighten out.
I understand what you're talking about, dog. Like that shit is not difficult, my dude.
Well, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Cause you some fat slob.
Honestly,
yo, honestly.
You out of shape, nigga.
Yo, let me share something with you real quick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo. Honestly, doing push-ups and the bitch shit, son. I'm telling you, dude.
Push-ups?
Listen.
Push-ups, nigga.
She's laying on her back. You missionary position.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But now you got your arms outside her and just do push-ups. Now you're going to be going in and out of her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing push-ups. Not only are you getting your workout on, but that shit gets your dick hard, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she's looking at you like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Push-ups and shit.
Workout twin, nigga. D-block workout.
Let her feel your chest and shit. Look her in the eyes and all of that. Yo, that's the shit, son.
Mm-hmm.
Right, believe me.
Doing push-ups in the bitch. Call that the push-up, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They got the passion python. Your partner lies flat on his back. You
mm-hmm.
straddle him and lower yourself into his penis.
Straddle him.
Then slowly stretch out
mm-hmm.
so you're lying straight on top of him, aligned limb to limb, holding his hands. Extend your arms out to your sides. And lift your torso like a snake, ready to strike. He keeps his feet flexed so you can push against them
mm-hmm.
with your toes for leverage.
Word. That's that shit.
Uh-huh.
I like that one.
It says, Cosmo hint, work a little magic with your tongue, bobbing your head down every so often to lick the inside of his lips. Whoa. If you're feeling extra slinky before getting in position, trace an imaginary line from his toes all the way to his kisser, making certain pit stops along the way. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we.
Wow. Let's go.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's go. We can do that. We can do
basically
that.
Basically, just listen. Mouth me and let me skeet where I please.
Skeet where I please.
That's what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all that other crazy messy and madness. I just need you to put your mouth on me. Make sure your mouth is, you know, about room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Y'all might be interested in this. Leanne from the chat room.
That was too close.
She said that I'm not black and I do the lap limbo.
Oh, you're white then. I mean, white chicks do the lap limbo too.
I have a question. Yo, I have a question. Can you see any of my damn fucking words here?
I don't know. I want to know if she's a white girl.
Huh?
I don't see any words. You're probably log out and log back in.
I'm guessing 1939. You don't see anything?
I see 1939, but I don't see anything. You might have to log in and log back in.
Dog, you know what? I'm hanging up.
Fuck you.
Yo, everybody, please hang up from the show. It's terrible. The guy doesn't know.
Don't.
Hey. Oh, you're muted. You're muted, buddy.
Yeah, this kid's mic, man. This kid's
everybody, that was a gay wrestler.
Man, that was definitely Broke Bogan.
Bulk Bogan.
Bulk Brogan.
Bulk Brogan.
Oh, man.
McBain.
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 McBain. Oh, yes. Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone ever heard of the Magic Mountain?
Magic Mountain. Come on, son. This sounds like fucking, you know, shit. I don't know. I don't fucking know about all this other dumb shit they be calling it out here now.
Yeah, well, I've never seen this. That's what I'm saying. Hold on. But see, this involves big-ass pillows.
Alright, whatever.
Hey, gay guy, you're back on.
I guess that's me, huh?
Yeah, gay pirate.
Gay pirate.
I'm sorry.
Yo, Huggy Bear and a face ass nigga.
Guess why I am on.
I had a dream in a face ass nigga. Because the fucking chat room, whatever you call it, wasn't working. Finish these moves. Or maybe it's my computer.
I mean, maybe, you know.
You know what it is? I think Cuba should do the show naked. Yo, listen. Y'all should be going at that Leanne chick, man. I was trying to go at it real quick and tell her, yo, what are you wearing and this, that,
man,
and
that's
other.
What I'm saying. Like, Leanne, I want to know if Leanne's a white girl. Like, what's really popping? Leanne sounds
you know
like a white girl name.
I think she was able to see what I was writing because I wrote to her. I was like, yo, what's your bra size? Did you see that?
Nah, she didn't, but she's about to call in now.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, please, get on the phone, please. Fucking slander. I'm going to slander her. Cuba, don't listen to my words, all right? You might want to hang up.
Don't worry about it. I can handle it.
You might get a little jealous.
That's okay. I know you might anyway.
All right, no doubt. Good. Nah, you like Puerto Rican dudes. Fuck you, Cuba.
Because I heard you.
Going down. I heard you, goddammit. You old fucking Jalen.
Get us tensed up, yo.
Oh, Cela Cruz and the nose-ass chick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Hey, hold on. Arrange a big pile of pillows on the floor and fall into it face first, following its mountain shape of your back naturally arches.
Mm-hmm.
Your man lies on top of you with both of you facing in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
His chest glued to your back and his arms over yours.
Mm-hmm.
Using the pillows for support, open your legs so he can nail between them and enter you from behind.
Sounds penetrating.
He says, why you love it, you get the mischievous thrill of doing it doggy style, a position every lover boy goes gaga for, but with super soft support for you both. With all that padding beneath you, he can go all out wild with the thrusting.
Not really, because he ain't got nothing to push against. Like,
no,
usually what I do, like, if it's someone a bed or whatever it is, like, I'll put my feet, I position myself so my feet is against the wall, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or something, so I could really, like, that's how you go in. You're not going in when you're wading in, like, you're not going in when you're swimming. You know what I'm saying? You need something to push against.
Leanne said she is white.
Let's go. I love white women, man. Let's go, white girl.
Well, Leanne, how about you call up? The number is 347-215-8388. Got a lot of brothers on here trying to hear, you know, what's your favorite position and why?
Mm-hmm.
What's her favorite position? Straight up.
Bra sizes and if you
bra sizes and panty size, all of that. Man. I want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how I want to know how wet. I want to know how panties they fit in the swamp. I mean,
and yo, ask if she cleaned up the trailer today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to know how. You know what I mean, what's really going on?
Oh, it's fucked up.
Hey, yo, SD, what was you about to ask?
She tighter than cat pussy. She tied it in a cat pussy, like.
Cat pussy.
Straight up.
Oh, man.
What the hell is cat pussy? Well, how tight is that?
Come on, what you mean? What's cat pussy?
What you mean cat pussy?
You know what a cat is?
And how would you know? You fuck cats?
Ooh.
No, but I mean, think about how small a cat is. Like,
come on.
A cat's pussy is a lot tighter than yours.
Like, come on, come on.
Oh, shit.
Yo, solar system. I think the solar system is a lot tighter than ours.
Then look, the whole thing is people say, oh, it tastes like shit. How do you know it really tastes like shit? Has anybody actually tasted
no
shit?
No one knows. No one knows, God.
No one knows,
The funny people ask you shit like that,
The what?
The funny people ask you shit like that.
So he's going to call you funny. Hey, I don't know much, but it sounded like it, though.
What a time, my Damien.
What a time.
What a time.
Shout out, Tizzy.
I'm going with the hammer, man.
Oh, what the fuck, man? Is this shit too loud?
Yeah. It is.
Wait, hold on. Oh, no, it's not. It's at 50. Everything's good. Yeah, we can talk over this.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Talk it out, nigga.
Yeah, then again, that shit might be too loud.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so, too, my brethren.
Brethren.
Yo, what happened to Snowflake?
Straight up. Snow Bunny. Where she at?
Snow Bunny drive me crazy.
Where the Snow Bunny at, man?
I changed my mom.
Because it'd be the Snow Bunny. I don't know what attracts me to the Snow Bunny, dog. I think what attracts me to the Snow Bunnies is that
they are.
I mean, not all these Snow Bunnies are easy, my dude. Mm-hmm. Hell no, these Snow Bunnies ain't easy. I'm talking about the real Snow Bunnies, nigga. Them chicks that be in the motherfucking mall and shit like that out here, nigga. Them type of Snow Bunny bitches. They right.
Oh, you mean in the island? Yeah.
Yeah, or out here.
Get enough black exposure.
They be fronting out here, dog.
Get enough
and it's like, I guess that's why I be attracted to them, because they be fronting so hard. And it's like, once I get one of them under the wing, I'll be good paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to still keep at it until I bag me one, straight up. I ain't saying I'm trying to marry and have a seed with a white chick and none of that shit. I'm just trying to bag me a white chick.
Hey, L.E.,
mm-hmm.
You might be familiarized with this position.
Familiarized?
I don't know about this, though. I don't think this is a little too...
Yeah, that's my name's right up E's Alley.
Yeah, this is up E's Alley. It's called the erotic accordion.
Oh, Lord.
And it's called, your lover lies on his back and lifts his... Wait, hold on.
Let me finish.
Fuck, yeah, man.
Leprosy in a piece of... Sorry, his phone was dying, right? Sound like his phone is on his last life, like it's about to die.
Oh, man. That shit probably died already.
Nah, what the fuck? Hold on.
Mm-hmm. That's what his phone sounds like.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. They go, I don't want to make a fool of myself when I call. Alright, look, you ain't got to pull off.
Fool yourself, come on now.
You're making a fool out of yourself now. I tell you on the call and you didn't.
Come on now. Crazy. You ain't making no fool of yourself over here.
Exactly.
This is technical difficulties, man. Get home, get right.
Mm-hmm.
Get your bags right, man.
Alright, here we go. Your lover lies on his back and lifts his knees toward his chest. Facing him, you squat down and straddle his legs so your thighs are hugging his. Lower yourself on his penis. The closer he draws his knees to his chest, the better access you'll have to his main accessory. Bend at your knees and move yourself up and down.
I've actually done that before. Holla at me. I've actually done that before. Holla at me.
I love C-section scars, man. Get at me if you got a C-section scar. You know what I'm saying?
C-section scar.
I like to lick that shit, you know what I'm saying? run my fingers along that shit and oil that shit up. You know what I mean? Like, don't be afraid.
Must have a C-section scar.
Must have a C-section scar. Let me hold that.
Let me get that.
Let me get that. Slide that.
Slide that.
I'm
oh,
put
man.
Put my in my lightweight.
It's going to be a rough night, man.
It's going to be a rough
yeah,
night.
Yeah, why is that?
You ain't tough. You're just having a tough night.
We're about to play a song. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked. You're now tuning into the TV show, Technical Difficulties.
Hold on. What'd you say? You want you to play a song?
I'm about to play a song.
Why?
JJLESD64.
Hold on. Why do you have to play a song?
Oh, no. I'm playing a song, though. I want to play a song.
Oh, I thought somebody was telling me what to do with your show.
Oh, no, fuck that. No. All right. It doesn't go down like that.
I was just making sure, because then I would tell you to play a song anytime I want.
Yo, oh, shit.
Play something old school, dog. I was feeling that Nas yesterday. Play something old school.
Yeah, I know you was feeling that Nas.
Oh, you know what? Since it's Tasty Tuesdays, play something for the fucking white.
Don't be playing that real authentic woo shit, man. You be playing the woo, but you don't be playing the woo, God. Like,
yo, play some Avril Lavigne or something for the white girls, man. Or some fucking Pink. Oh,
some
Pink.
Ghostface.
You like me, Ghostface.
How about this? How about we play this?
Oh, Lord.
Play this. This is Joe. You where you at? Featuring Papoose. Keep it locked. Baby, where you at?
What you saying, nigga?
I'm about to the vibe of Deja Vu.
Hey, can I get a light from one of you guys?
This poor man's nigga asking for light.
Every word I touch you down with is playing in my head. Like a Scarface crime scene, ain't no bringing that back. Those tears didn't mean much to me, but now I know that you said you don't feel it through the wind. Starts to get cold. She's just a woman like a car placing. A woman if she saw this bullet coming like this. Worst that I can hear in my ear is the gesture you gon' see the seeds you planted in the field.
Baby, where you at? When you see it, ain't on my pillowcase no more. Baby, where you at?
Won't you call me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're back. Prick faces.
Yeah.
Hey, stay out the water. Hey, Cooper, that's you playing in the water?
What?
That's you playing in the water?
No, not this time.
She's
yo,
not this
speaking
time.
Of water, I have a question.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question, right? Have you ever had a chick's pussy be too wet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to know, have you ever run it? Because I ran into that problem. But, you know, she was like, well, I can wipe it off for you. I'm like, no. Listen, that shit, you know, it's more lube, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Let me take some of that and put it in your butt. You know what I'm saying? I took some of her juices and I dribbled it down a little and I pushed my finger in her butt. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I just want to know because she told me like a couple guys actually complained about that shit, how her shit was too wet. And I was like, I don't know if there is such a thing as being too wet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, Spanish women have that happen a lot. Like, you know what I mean, when it's extremely wet, like to the point where they're dripping. Like, I've been with a chick before, Puerto Rican, and she was like, pussy dripping, like, literally when she stood up, like, running down her legs.
Dog, yeah. This girl was sucking my dick once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this chick, B, that shit was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. She was sucking my dick, right? And she was hunched over me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I feel a drop on my leg. I'm like, I know this bitch didn't just piss on me, dog. I hope she didn't piss on me.
Uh-huh.
So I rubbed my leg, but I did it because she didn't know. You know what I'm saying? She didn't know she was dripping. And I rubbed my leg, and I felt the consistency and the texture. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I know what that is.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, man, that shit bugged me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It bugged me the fuck out.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, let me ask you guys a question. Is it true, like, when you watch pornos, you know how you see, like, the bitches that they squirt? Is that true?
Yo.
Hey, bitches be squirt.
Mm-hmm. Rude.com.
Right. Hold on. People talking at the same time. I can't understand.
You got a computer in front of you, Cuba?
Yeah.
Go on rude.com.
I don't want no virus.
No. RUDE.com.
Okay.
I'm talking with Puerto Ricans if you don't want no virus.
Oh, Lord.
Like I said, I like to try new things, so there's always a first time for everything. So.
I'm saying, let me know. Holler at me, all right? RUDE.com, okay?
Rude.com?
Yeah, rude.com, and type in squirting.
Squirting.
Yeah. Squirting. Sorry, not squirting. Squirting.
Squirting.
Squirting. Yes. Squirting.
Yeah, I always thought that was pee or some shit.
Nah, dog. Yo, that shit is real. Yo, and I was watching this video, and this fucking black chick. Oh, man. Listen, dog. I can't fucking when it comes to that shit, man. I don't want to let all my bags out the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas be copying my shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, dog.
You hit an older god?
Yeah,
I
was
the older god. Oh, that wasn't the
older god? Oh, all right. Yeah. I was a YG.
That's the young me. That's the young
Padawan.
I was a YG,
right, nigga.
That's the Padawan right there.
Yeah,
all right. That's
what
that is.
All right. I'm
the Yoda of this fucking game, man. Sit back and relax. Take some notes, buddy.
Where do I, where do I type in the squirting?
It should be on your top left hand side of the screen.
Exactly. You peeped that, right? You're trying to teach squirting.
Why are you trying to act like you're on squirt, Cuba?
I don't know. I've never noticed. I've never, like, nobody's ever made me see it.
You ain't been with the right nigga.
Huh?
Basically, you ain't been with the right nigga. Nigga, listen, when a nigga plays your pussy like a motherfucking instrument, then you're definitely a fucking squirt.
No, all you gotta do is have that tongue action. The tongue action.
Fuck a tongue, nigga.
No, listen.
Nigga said fuck a tongue.
Listen, the tongue action, right?
Straight up.
The key is both, everything has to be touched. Like,
All right, let's say you're talking her down. You got to have fun. Hands on
you
the nipple.
Get the bitch down and she's squirting, B.
Huh?
Straight up. You could dick a bitch down and she's squirting.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is the key for when you're eating a bitch out, right, the key is to have your hands have to be everywhere. Like one hand on the nipple, one hand on the thigh, rubbing her thigh.
That's not necessarily true, dog. If you got good tongue game, you don't need to do all that.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not true. The whole point is to stimulate as many of her erogenous zones as possible.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Well, true, but that depends on the girl, though. Because I have the chick when I just lick the clit. I don't even go anywhere else. Just lick, stay on the clit. Lights out. She feels like a retarded kid. Like, she's...
That's probably because you were her first.
Give or take, who cares?
He was probably going in however that went. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Mm.
He was mouthing.
Guess you thought that he was on your period, then your mouth.
Hey, did you?
Yeah, you ever run red lights?
Mm-mm. Come on, we already discussed
that. Yeah, I got. That's why I got so many points on my license.
I've
on my
many
sex
a ticket
ed license.
Running red lights, dog. Many a ticket.
Many a ticket.
All right. There's nothing wrong with running red lights. As long as you got
nothing
a red blanket.
At all. We was born in blood.
As long as you got a red blanket, dog, you all right.
I don't go in knowing that, like, come on, dog, like.
Dog, all you need is a red towel, and you good money, man. Your old Bilbo Baggins in the face ass nigga.
No, but I mean, I've done it where. I've actually, you know, licked the clit when there was a tampon in.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, hey, let me tell you something, son. Honestly, I've done some nasty shit. I think I've done something worse than that.
I'll
tell you mine after you do yours. Go ahead.
Nope, you stay first.
Nope.
Tell me if this one doesn't trump yours. I actually pulled a fucking tampon out with my teeth.
and did blood come out afterwards?
I mean, come on, B. This shit was soaked.
That shit looked like a
sugar daddy full of blood.
Oh, man.
I pulled the tampon out with my teeth.
Why?
Oh, boy.
Because I'm a nasty bastard. That's why. And girls like
kind of
nasty.
Oh, as something. I don't know.
I'm
hey, yo. You know what I did? I put my finger in there like... The gun came off, and I put my finger in there, and I was searching. But a motherfucking condom, I couldn't find that shit, so. And then I finally found the shit. And I pulled it out, you know what I'm saying? But I pulled out tampons, too.
But I pulled out tampons, too. So what you're saying is you had a bloody finger.
Say again?
What you're saying is you had a bloody finger.
More or less, I mean... I'm tainted at that point if I'm fucking with it to begin with. So, yeah, I might as well immerse myself.
You might as well go in the rest. Go in the rest of the way.
Yeah, man, fucking savage beast scum.
Man, you ain't get your red wings yet, man.
Let's go. Yeah,
you ain't a grown man, so you get that.
I got my red wings, but, you know, I ain't get those red wings. I just ain't get
those
yet.
So, you know what it is? I think chicks really like, you know what it is? I remember saying this before. I think you gotta make a chick remember you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
whatever
like,
you
already
whatever you do, like, a chick has to remember you for something.
Whatever you do, it's what you do, nigga.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but she got to remember you for something. Like, of course she's going to remember you for the mean dick that you give her. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up, and that's all I'm trying to remember. And all I'm trying to remember her is her head game or something. Like, I ain't trying to, he's my pussy or all that. He ain't my shorty, my girl or whatever. I don't care, like, what you think of me, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can go back and tell your chicks to be black. I don't give a fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? But we already discussed that also.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like he was
there, you know. Oh, this is my shit right here.
Oh, we chill. Remember by a check.
is whatever you gotta do to get remembered by
that shit really ain't fucking important, girl.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not important. Like, I don't care what a chick thinks about. I already know what's popping. I already know what's going down. Once your legs go up, I know what's popping, and I'm really not going to care what you say after that. Game over. Ball game.
The nigga said, once your legs go up, and that's basically no matter of time.
Yeah, like, it definitely goes down faster than slower. But, you know, I mean, actually goes up faster than slower, but, you know.
They actually have a sexual position for fat people. It's called two beached whales.
I mean, I don't even want to hear about two fat fucks. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The only way that could work is if one fat person lays on their side, and then the other fat person, like, lifts up his fat leg, ham hock, turkey leg, puts it over his fat, dilapidated, greasy-ass shoulder, and goes in.
And then egg roll insertion.
Uh-huh. We got another one called the standing O.
Standing O.
Standing ovation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already know about
what's
that.
What's that now?
The black hole of Calcutta.
The black hole of Calcutta.
Can you read faster? What do you do?
Huh?
Read faster. Like, what do you do? Like, how's the position?
Oh, nah, you know, Cooper sent all this stuff to me, and she didn't put how do you do it.
And she's mad quiet in the guy.
And she's mad quiet because she knows she effed up.
She's watching that squirting video, dog, I'm telling you.
I'm looking it up. You have to fucking fill in this whole shit, and you got to activate an account and all this, and I'm in the process of doing everything, and I'm picking my root name right now.
All right.
Of course you are. You
want to
see that. You want to see that squirt.
Squirtle.
Oh, yeah, I
want
to see it.
Squirtle.
You want to see that button.
And let me know how you feel when you finish watching it.
I'm telling you, you feel pretty good.
That shit is crazy. That shit is wild. Man.
It looks that good that I want somebody to do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to do it to yourself.
Yeah.
No, my friend. I will do it
to
friend.
You. No, doesn't it come with endo?
My friend.
I will, my friend. I will, all right?
You
I volunteer, my friend.
My friend.
My friend.
Come on, man.
What do I mean?
But yeah, that scrying shit is retarded.
I mean, I be wanting to skeet buckets. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'd have had this bitch running out the room like, I'm like, bitch, where you going? I'm like, what are you really doing right now? Like, you fucking get up. Don't fucking get up. Like, I had the whole bitch head. Like, because come on, God. Like, you ain't going to wipe me off the whole time. And then when it comes time for me to, now, I mean, squirtle, you going to fucking try to bob your head away and bob your head. Get the fuck out of here. What are you, crazy? I'm not leaving none of this shit on my sheets and all that. Like, you know what I mean? So all you got to do is just, whatever you do is just keep it, you know what I mean, to your mouth. Until you get to the bathroom.
Until you get to the toilet. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the waste basket. One of the two.
Or if you want to spy with this shit right there, you know, that also works too. But, you know, somehow.
And you don't have to worry about drinking a vitamin water later on because you got your protein already.
Or life water. Or life water.
Some chick with some.
Now be racist on the waters now.
Come on, dog. Talking about niggas that eat egg or some shit like that. Motherfucking niggas not taste sweet paws.
I was like. Yeah, that's, I mean, somebody was telling me that.
I never heard that fact.
If you eat celery, that shit makes your nut taste sweet, too.
Pause.
Yeah, I was about to say pause.
I guess.
I mean, this is what the female's talking about, you know what I mean? She's like, nigga, that whatever you eat, eggs or whatever, yeah, she's like, oh, that probably tastes sweet. I'm like, wow, whatever.
Yeah, we got some famous pickup lines. I've never heard these.
I don't know. Have you ever asked a chick? You ever asked a chick what shit not taste like?
Nah, I've never asked that. That's kind of feminist.
No, it's not.
Feminality. What's
taste
like?
What it tastes like?
All right, normally, I'm too busy with a smile on my face.
Smiles.
Hold on, ask Cuba. Cuba, what does it taste like, Cuba?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What does what taste like?
Sperm.
Come on,
semen.
Get with the program, huh?
To tell you the truth, I've always spit it out. I don't swallow.
I
mean, and I only
do that. When
I
actually,
have it, yo, if you have it long, if you have it in your mouth more than 2 seconds, your taste buds are going to react to it.
Yeah. No, because I put it under my tongue. Like, if you lift up your tongue and you put it in that little spot right there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That shit is wild bananas, though.
Hey, yo,
too much information.
Hey, yo, SD.
Yo.
What'd you say people like to do on this show?
Niggas like to avoid the questions out here, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Not like Clorox.
I mean, JJ asked me a question.
It's Clorox, you said?
It smells like Clorox.
It
smells like Clorox.
I mean, what does it taste like, man?
I wouldn't. You know what? That's going to be my next mission. I'm going to find out what that tastes just for you.
Not for me. Do it for the good of humankind. You know what I'm saying?
Do it for the Block Talk radio listeners.
Do it for the betterment of the world, of the free world, you know?
I mean, the listeners will not be denied.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the listeners, one of the females can tell me what it tastes like. What up with Leanne? I know, I mean, she probably knows what it tastes like. What it tastes like.
Any females out there that know what it tastes like.
Yeah, Leanne, how about you call us up? 347-215-8388. We would like to know what the semen tastes like.
You know what? If you know.
If you know.
She probably has to spit out the semen in her mouth now, and then she'll call.
Anybody for that matter. No men. Don't.
No more.
Straight up.
Don't call up.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, nigga.
Straight up, yo. That's what my little buzzing told me. I'm like, hell, son. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that homo activity, nigga.
Moho.
Moho.
I'm like,
fucking moho.
No mo, son. I'm like, be easy.
You fucking moho.
Moho. But I don't know. We need to definitely get that status quo from those females.
Mm-hmm.
Famous pickup lines, man.
Uh-huh.
Famous pickup lines.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think people actually use pickup lines anymore.
No, man. Straight up, opposite the tracks. Not fine.
Yeah. I have a theory that if we go to your place, have anonymous sex, and part ways in the morning without even saying goodbye, it would be totally great. Care to test my theory?
That's corny.
Yeah, it is corny.
That's too much.
Not only is that corny, but it's going to get you slapped and a drink thrown in your face.
Yeah.
I'd rather say, honestly, I feel like, real talk, if we bone, you definitely enjoy it.
Find out if she's into giving head or
something.
Gotta find these certain things out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
So what about this? Was your daddy a grocer? Because it seems to me like there's a pair of plump, ripe cantaloupes implanted in your breast.
These are white boy pickup lines, dog.
They sound like these 1980s Warriors pickup lines.
My pickup line is movie lines.
I'm in the hood, nigga. I'm in the hood. I live in the hood, so I'll be seeing the hood bitches. So I'm like, yo. Hood bitches be like, yo. You already know. I mean, oh, Valley Boy. Oh, yeah. I'm rap from there.
Oh, shit.
I don't call many chicks from the P like that. I don't even be fucking with project chicks like that, God. But it's like, what's that? Valley's in effect? It's like, they're popping off, God.
They're having a disses and pickup lines. This is actually a diss. Aren't you that kid my big brother used to throw dog shit at?
Mm-hmm.
Well, check out this torso. It's ribbed for her pleasure. Oh, shit. Hey, big boy. Want to play father figure to my 3 unruly teens?
Lord, <that's weird. laughs> Who the fuck is that?
That's Cuba.
Huh?
I don't get this one. Maybe y'all can help me out.
Yo, Cuba, you got 3 kids?
I got what?
You got 3 kids?
I got 2.
How old are you?
31.
31.
Oh, hold on. How long has this guy been on the show? He didn't even know that.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Come on, I'm on the show once a damn week, and I know that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, I fucking light up, man. You got to
understand. Yeah.
I could use that as an excuse,
man. Hey, what does this mean? Did I mention that I breed ferrets as a hobby?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Did anybody get anything out of that?
I don't know. Not really. It sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid. As stupid as, do you have a vagina in those pants? Pause.
This is what white people say?
Huh? Yeah, I don't think. I've never.
I don't know too many niggas that's getting, you know what I mean? Too many niggas that's doing that, but, you know. I know it was around when somebody's hollering at a bitch, so, you know.
Yeah, you know what this brings me back to? What we were talking about earlier. All of that pickup line shit, like, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But that's all that it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And when you just be yourself, you know what I'm saying, and not show up for nobody, not, you know, do anything or feel a need to do anything, to have somebody remember you for any particular whatever.
Straight
up. That's in all situations. Whenever, you know what I'm saying, when you just be yourself, that right there is perfect.
Enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And, like, you, it's magnetic. Like, you see people that, you know, they just walk, you know what I'm saying, the way they talk, the twinkle in their eye, whatever it is, the way they smile, like, you see these people all the time, and you recognize part of that in yourself. So I say that to say, yo, man, just being you is enough, and you could be that shoulder to lean on. Shoulder lean. And eventually, you know, the females will see that you are real. You're real.
Let me ask you guys a question. How do you guys know if a girl's, like, madly head over heels in love with you?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how you going to cut the guard off?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let him finish his soapbox, man. Come on.
Come on, bad. Go ahead.
She just came on and cut you the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what women do, and then you put them in check. And they
mm-hmm.
are quiet again.
Go ahead. Take the sticky off, man.
Eventually, after being that shoulder that they've been leaning on or whatever, then you be that dick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
straight up.
That's the story. You know
straight up. After you that shoulder, you that penis. You got penis now. Now we gonna get it in, Mark. Come here, you bully penis.
Now, what were you saying, Kuba?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for going to the road.
Guys, no.
Yo.
That a girl is head over heels madly in love with you.
I mean, she starts talking crazy shit and actually doing the crazy shit.
I mean, they do that anyway. Son.
I mean, nah, I'm talking about like the outrageous shit. Not, you know, the basic, this, that, and third. I ain't gonna call you. I ain't talking about the basics. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about the shit where, like, bitches be fucking showing up at niggas' lives and shit. Like,
yeah, that's not.
Oh, like, yo. Alright, now I know what's really
popping. Luckily, I don't have that fucking.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, alright, now I know what's really popping. You must have some type of feeling about
mm-hmm.
it. Bitches showing up, spazzing, and not even in my life type shit. Like, it's just spazzing on the street in front of my life. Like, I'm like, whoa, that's how you know.
Whoa!
Well, that's how I know. I can't speak for everybody. Whoa!
Yeah, now, when a girl, like, you know, she's drooling over you, like, when she's always on you, you know, she's
always on the phone with you.
Yeah,
every
that too. Morning,
like, oh, well, oh, Lord, Jesus Christ.
Also, when a girl gets angry when you're with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, just be like, oh, Lord.
Like, she's your girl. Like, you know what I mean? Well, why are you doing
she's
that?
She's, like, not even your girl. Like, she's your wife or something, girl.
How would you feel if somebody came up to you and said, yo, dog, it's weird. Don't get offended. But you totally remind me of this hermaphrodite who lived in my dorm.
Mm-hmm. Hermaphrodite. Yeah, spell that shit.
It's H-E-R-M-A-P-H-R-O-D-I-T-E.
Let's go, nigga.
You got the paper in front of me.
Nah,
that's
nah,
why
nah,
nah.
Nah,
I don't want to hear that. You told me to spell
nigga.
It. Come on, man.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga right there. He know that. That
know that one. Okay. That's cute.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hey, Cooper, you ever picking your nose?
Uh-huh.
With a tissue, I pick my nose.
She said she's lying.
You don't pick.
She probably digging her nose when she's in a lab.
You probably got long nails though, like so you be picking all in your shit.
Cherry picking.
Cherry picking.
Scooping out
Cuba.
The
Cuba. You never blew out any snot rockets.
Bottle rockets.
Yeah, I've been sick before.
Mm-hmm.
What about a double lung?
A lungi.
A mellow lungi.
On your nose and it never ends.
Nah, she had to spit out that lungi. She a smoker. She definitely got that.
Yeah, we got some of the...
Hock'em?
Hock'em. We got another dumb line. Baby, I drag my pecker. You know, you can tell it's for white boys. Baby, I drag my pecker through a mile of broken glass just to pick the corn out of your shit.
Ew.
Come on, man. That don't even sound good.
That don't even sound good.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like some shit that I wouldn't even believe what I'm saying.
No.
Come on, guys. I'm going to drag my dick through glass?
Dog, you know what? That sounds like some old Son of Sam.
Yeah, like, that shit done fucked me up. Come on, man. You gotta change the subject now. That shit done fucked me up, man. That shit got me feeling all funny and shit.
That got me feeling all funny.
God, come on, man. My shit dragging the shit through glass and all that, man.
No hugs.
Oh, boy.
Only two rooms.
I got a vivid imagination, so it's fucking me up, man. I don't know about y'all.
Only room temperature mouth.
Yeah, room temperature mouth.
Yo, I have a question.
What?
Who's the baddest chick out there now?
Your mother.
actually, she was last year. This year, your mom's is the baddest chick. The only thing that she does different.
Mm-hmm. She does a split.
Nah.
She swallows.
Actually, you got my mom confused. If you're talking about swallowing, you got my mom confused with SD's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she's the best swallower model.
That was coming.
Yeah, I mean, she is, though.
Too bad she didn't see it coming.
That's exactly what I told your mom, though.
Mm-hmm.
As I was bending her over the couch again. Yet again. With the rope around her throat, choking her out. You know,
hey girl,
choking her out. I wasn't even beating her. I was just choking her out. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Rope.
And beating her with the frying pan.
You know, beating her with the frying pan.
Mom has the best joint.
What happened?
Cooper's mom's joint tastes like Cezanne.
So frito, nigga.
So
frito, nigga.
She be making beans and rice while I'm smashing from the back.
Mojito juice comes out.
Did you see that squirting yet? You real quiet over there.
Yeah, she squirted.
The first one I seen was actually type nasty with some chick putting like her whole hand up the other bitch's ass and
Oh, whoa.
And you see her squirting like a shower. Like I don't know. That shit doesn't look real to me.
You have to dig around and all that. Found a new toy to play with now, okay? You can thank me for that later.
That what?
I said, you found a new toy to play with. You could thank me for that later.
I'm going
to
keep busy tonight.
I know. Listen, I already know. You ain't got to tell me. Don't try to front like you're not.
Hey, I'm not. I'm saying it.
Listen.
I'm lonely over here in Florida.
If you ever need a real toy to play with, just let me know, all right?
No doubt.
What is this, a real sex talk show? I mean, if legs are going to be spread, then let them be spread.
Let them be spread.
Damn it.
Listen, this. Spread love, please. Whoa. Hold on.
Don't be fucking disrespecting our calls. We call her a fucking bitch. You don't call her a fucking bitch, right? You just fucking fall back there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Who's calling her a bitch?
You.
You knucklehead. I didn't call her a bitch. What are you talking about? Why would I call her a bitch?
This is SpongeBob in a face ass nigga.
Come on, man. Graham Cracker, Jimmy Hendrix in the face ass.
I'll just crack a Jack Box mascot in the face ass.
I'm a boss. I know my B.I. And I got the same kind of gun like B.I. Get that wasted DI. Bring up the old boy so you know I trouble this eye. No lizard on the inside. Like hell, I believe I can fizz eye. And yeah, I'll see you later. Big up to all my haters.
Got your woman, dawg, yep. Or I'll take her. Hey. You'll hear a scream from College Park to Decatur. Ah. I was a snotty nose with no paper. Now my crib's sitting on 22 acres. Woo. Get it right, fool. I get money. Yep. If you think loot is not filthy, you're a dummy. Yep. I was allergic to the roof on the cutty, so I took the top off like a Playboy bunny. Catch me pimping in a robe and some slippers. Oh. Riding down 85 while I'm stunting on my Gixxer. Mouth full of twisters. Woo. Or riding with your sister. Woo. And six David Beckhams or a trunk full of kickers. Take a picture of the mister, it'll last long. Oh. And these haters get stretched out like a bad thong. Woo. So partner, mash on. Hey. Or get mashed up. Thank you for with looter than put a million of your cash up. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Mm. Ludacris is just ridiculous, man. I'm sorry what anybody says.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear what anybody has to say. I think he's better than Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
What time it is, man? I think you already know what time it is right now.
Yeah, he know. It's fucking.
Well, hold on. It's gonna be roasting time after these 3 minutes go out. But
barbecue grill time.
Make sure y'all hit us up. Yeah. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be back on our regular time.
Mm-hmm.
And JJ's off of his permit with his other job, so. We will be on time. So the fellas in the on the phone right now.
Uh-huh.
But 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You know, technical difficulties. Like
right,
Bonita, Six Fizzle, S Dizzle,
yes,
L.E., J.J. You know, we'll be back up in a mix of things, playing hip-hop, you know, reggae, whatever, and wilding
right
out.
Let them know. Right back to business, man.
Right back to business. Right back to square one.
Now,
wilding out,
be,
roasting, talking
shit. It's definitely time to put JJ's ribs on a grill.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So make sure you stay tuned to after this song that I'm about to play to close out for Tasty Tuesdays.
Tasty.
And
mm-hmm.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., where we'll be going live, bringing up a lot of topics to wild out on and a whole bunch of other bullshit. Chat rooms will be popping.
Popping.
And we will be roasting hard.
Roasting hard.
I mean, we might have a roasting contest.
Well done.
And well done. Crispy.
Well,
like
well,
peanuts.
Well done, peanut.
Chews, nigga.
So this is brand new Bow Wow Marion featuring Swiss Beats and Cassidy and Soulja Boy. Keep that shit locked.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, man. It's the girlfriend.
Right.
Keep it locked.
Oh, shut up. Yo,
you
I got
hit us on myspace.com/ THE underscore TD underscore show. And make sure y'all tune in to after this song because, like I said, you get a good extra 15 to 30 minutes of roasting.
Yeah, I'm about to flame roast you. Flame broil, nigga.
Filet mignon.
Why are you looking at us? You know that's my girlfriend. Don't talk to her because you know that's my girlfriend. Yes, she's fresh. That is my girlfriend. Yes, I'm fresh. That's why she my girlfriend. Remix time. Remix time. Remix time. My girl got a girlfriend. I got another girlfriend. I love a Marianne, so yo, she tryna be his girlfriend. Bow Wow got a girlfriend that's friends with my girlfriend. My friend just happened to be a girl, and she bring them girls.
I like that.
No, I'm not a boyfriend, but you know my boys can't mess with them chicks she be with, cause they need a boyfriend. And I need a girl too, but you know how girls do. I'm a thorough dude, I need a girl that's gonna be thorough too.
Welcome to the
extra 15 to 30 minutes, or however long we want to put it, of the technical difficulty show.
I came to my girlfriend, chained up, rained up, SOD, money, gang, famous. I did it, fresh.
Tasty Tuesdays is over. I'm playing this song for L.E. You want to hear some old cuts? This is old as the bee. And then we're going to get in the mix of things. Hey, Cuba. Cuba.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Here we go.
Yeah, nigga.
L.E. Yo, E.
Yeah. Finish it. You know what time it was.
You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it.
To get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, because I'm a winner. Don't not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me, like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, because
yo, E. What, he left?
My name is Bob, I got a real funky concept. Listen up, cause I'm gonna keep you in step. I got an idea that I wanna share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm number one, so uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'm fun. Won't neglect, but I will protect. All of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man rocks.
Back to back. Old school. Yo, E. What a fag. Mad Lion. Take it easy.
I talk about kids and feminine. And no little stibby dibby select. I can't test me now because when it comes to selection, Red Alert will kill them. Now, big up Bobby Connors and the Masters down in our eye. I understand, so Red Alert, not skin kids to y'all check me. Hear it? Jamaican daddy, Mark daddy. You tell them Red Alert for right in my Mark daddy. And him don't run with the young gal. Get him, pull them up for agony. I make them feel irate. When they're on the town or in the country, whether New York or whether New York.
This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
My daddy.
lazy. Especially when they want to see good form remedy. Put them a holler out for the Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy. You tell them red alert for a Emma Mac Daddy. We give them the lens and give them the strength. Them no want a man, I give them the argument. Them want a man who's physical fitter. We give them the right and give them the bit. We make them choke and make them vomit. Your Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy, Mac Daddy. You tell them red alert for a Emma Mac Daddy. Him ram it and jam it and the girl them a vomit. The girl them a holler if the change him habit. Do it all in one, him too damn rabbit. Man, you ask me, man, stand up on the corner, you know. I
Oh, yeah. It's time, everybody. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Condor's in the face ass chick.
Vanilla Ice in the face ass nigga.
going on this, Mr. Bounty in the face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, Bounty Killer in the face ass nigga.
Going on this Mr. Clean in the face ass nigga.
I was going to say that.
This little Blockbuster Bandit in the face ass nigga.
Go to this Curious George in the face ass nigga.
Go to this George Lopez in the mouth ass nigga.
Go to this Colonel Guile in the face ass
nigga. Go to this Miss Butterworth in the tongue ass nigga.
Ah, this Jemima in the wig ass nigga.
Oh, Uncle Ben in the eye ass nigga.
Oh, you old cream of wheat in the mouth ass nigga.
Oh, Mr. Clean. Ah! Oh, baking soda in the arm ass nigga.
It's the ass of niggas too.
Oh, Jolly Green Giant in the skin ass nigga.
In the skin.
Oh, bowling ball. Yo, bowling ball face.
Bowling ball.
Yo, carpet salesman.
About to get on this Chief Wiggum. This Chief Wiggum in the face ass nigga.
Chief Wiggum.
Yo, poster boy.
Oh, I'm about to get on this stew chicken cooking in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Snoopy in the face ass, peanut face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this peanut gallery in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin in the mouth ass nigga.
Get on this George Washington Carver in the face ass
nigga. Get on this old King Tut in the hat ass nigga.
That was funny. You got me on that one. King Tut in the hat. Oh, Donnie Wahlberg in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Donnie Brasco in the face ass chick.
Right, Hawk and the skateboard ass nigga.
Miss Ashley Olsen in the face ass chick.
Oh shit.
Millie Vanilli in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Tomb Raider in a gun ass chick.
Ah, right.
Nagatooth in the tooth ass nigga.
Oh, Butterbean and a forehead ass chick.
You DJ Kid Capri.
Oh, Mike Tyson and a thief ass chick.
You Pink Panther in the fucking.
Flag of Jack.
You gay rapper in the face.
Yeah. Oh, 50 Cent in the forehead.
Snaggle puss in the face ass chick.
Nigga, yo, tongue in the toes ass nigga.
Oh, yo, nose in the butt ass nigga.
Yo, wait. What was that midget that used to sing Bushwick Bill? Bushwick Bill in a fucking night.
Wolfgang Puck in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, fucking Chick-fil-A mascot in the face ass nigga.
bean burrito in the mouth ass nigga.
No, checkers, French fry in the face ass nigga.
This old guacamole in the face ass nigga.
Are you old plastic bag salesman?
Are you old taco shell in the face ass nigga?
Yo, hey. Yo, bookworm in the face ass nigga.
Literally, yeah, I'm about to get on this Glenn Rice in the face ass nigga.
This old Bobby Brown in the face ass nigga.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm listening.
Yeah, yo, Meg Ryan in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old taco making Ecuadorian migrant worker.
Gary Busey in the face ass nigga.
Yo, cool. What you about to say?
Are you Eazy-E in the face ass nigga?
Yo, Game in the face ass chick. Mm-hmm. Oh, school face in the face ass chick.
Two white trailer trash in the face ass nigga.
Yo, dirty African.
I'm about to go in on this Ezel in the face ass chick.
Phoenix in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old stew from Juice in the face ass chick.
Yeah. Looking on this Baywatch in the fucking face ass nigga.
Oh, Bishop from Juice in the face ass chick. Oh, Bishop from Juice and a pants ass chick.
I in the ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Kanye West in the pants ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old butt in the back ass and in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this shell top in the face ass nigga.
This nigga 6'4", I'm about to get on this Timberland in the mouth ass nigga.
Get on this hero in the half shell in the face ass nigga. Bebop and Rocksteady in the face ass.
Oh, Unforgivable in the face ass nigga.
You old Green Power Ranger in the face ass.
Oh, Megazord in the mouth ass nigga. Oh, Voltron in the legs ass nigga.
Optimus Prime in the
Lion legs.
You old battle toads in the foot ass nigga.
Oh, Double Dragon or Bobo in the body ass nigga.
Holy shit.
Yo, that's the big nigga, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's mad funny, guys.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
When this Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the face of where he at so I can slander him. I'm going to call he's the real Duncan Pender Hughes in the face of Duncan Pinkle Puss in the mouth. Fucking eat this pin
funny as this shit. Holy shit, you get me rolling.
Pinder puss in the face ass.
Oh, Aerie Spears in the face ass nigga.
Louis Farrakhan in the nose ass nigga. And Ronaldo Balkman in the nose ass nigga.
Yo, EO Earthquake in the neck ass nigga.
Eat some Earthworm and Jim in the face ass.
Oh, Eddie Murphy in the mustache ass nigga.
Herman Munster in the chin ass nigga.
Oh, Bill Clinton in the skin ass nigga.
Klingon in the head ass nigga.
Oh, Cameron in the voice ass nigga.
Yo. James Brown in the face ass nigga. I'm about to get on this Bruce Buffett in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this old Shaquille O'Neal in the height ass nigga.
Get on this
Michael Blackston in the color ass nigga.
Get on this Todd Kingston in the face ass
nigga. Come on, get on Cuba and this McNabb in the fro ass chick.
You happy feet in the feet ass nigga.
Yo, did you eat your chunky soup in the face ass chick?
Campbell soup mascot in the face ass chick.
You a little house on the prairie ass nigga.
Mr. Ed in the face ass chick.
Tinkerbell in the face ass chick.
Oh, big pun in the stomach.
You know, this Fat Joe in the neck ass chick.
You're.
Oh.
about to do in this Roy Rogers.
Oh, man.
Yo, hold on. I want y'all to hear some shit real quick, man.
Oh, Lord. I want to hear what your mom sounds like after I'm done with right now. What y'all doing, a little talent or something?
Yeah, man, we got Jay-Z up in here, man. He's looking for talent.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let my boy, you know what I'm talking about.
Yo, you got something you want to spit?
That's just, hey, what's that? Hey, yo.
Okay, well, let me hear you, though, dog. You know what I mean?
That's Jigga for real, man.
Yeah,
dog. It's your man, your boy in the building.
Well, I'm sorry, I
don't
sound like no Jay-Z, but yeah, I got a little something. Hey,
Jay, you don't
want to
talk to him now, do you?
No, let him spit. I want to hear him, though.
Want to hear a little something?
Spit something for me. All
right, I testify.
Yo, that's hot. That's hot right there. That's hot.
What?
That's real hot.
I ain't no
Jay-Z. That's hot, man. I ain't never heard nothing like that. That's hot.
What?
Yeah, that's real good. You should keep... That's hot. What's the name of that?
Hey, go, Wiley. Hey,
what's the name of that joint right there?
What joint?
The one you just spit. That was hot. That was fire right there.
I ain't much. No, I'm talking about.
I like that one line. It was hot.
Oh, for sure. Hey.
You got spit something else for me, for real.
I'm saying I'm going to spit something for real, but no, I'm talking about you got to let your boy go now. No,
I mean, you know, but I'm in the game so long, I know heat when I hear it. You know, me and Dane, we only signed like two artists while we down here. We already signed one already. So let me hear something again. Something real hot, though.
Something real. All right. You ready to call?
Go ahead, man.
Bust it, dog. Bust it.
All right. I testify.
I don't like that one.
What?
The one you just said. That one was different.
No, I'm saying I ain't just listen to it,
but no, I know heat, though. You know what I mean? You ain't really got to say. All you got to do is start, and I'm already know if it's a hit.
Okay. Pete, my third eye watches over.
Yo,
my
that's
throat.
Hot. That's all that's what? Hot. All of that's hot. All of that. Everything you did was hot. That's good. Keep going. We're going to put you on hold, though, all right? Shit, boy!
Nigga said, it's your boy.
Yo, JJ, you got to put on. Remember that guy that called up the other day, how we were rolling the other day?
Whoa!
You got to put that on just for the fucking laugh.
Yo, who just did that shit?
6'4".
Said, whoa! I didn't say that. Wait, what are you talking about, Cooper?
Play that.
That day, that, remember that caller called up? That he was like, aga, 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 aga.
Oh, when he was stuttering? Oh, yeah, I gotta put that on you, y'all.
When we whining that shit was hilarious. Dog.
Y'all didn't hear it like we heard it. Oh, I gotta, oh, man, that shit was hilarious. Yo, man, shout out to J5, man. He's a funny dude. You ain't called today, but this nigga, and it's funny because I don't think SD caught it because he's like, everyone was laughing, and SD was like, nah, pause, let the brother talk, We was trying to let him talk. Oh, man. What day was that?
Hold on, what day was that?
Was that Friday?
Was that Friday? No, that wasn't Friday. Because Friday was the day that that I was going over there. It was before that. I think it was Thursday.
Doesn't even matter, really. Are you looking for it now?
Yeah, I think it was towards the end.
Yo, tell niggas fall in real quick.
Fall in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, where that D block at, man?
Yeah, I want to know. Whoa, I didn't say that.
You playing all that other shit but that real shit.
Nah, he be playing that real shit sometimes.
Sometimes, but it's rare though. How was going on now, man?
Oh, man, I'm looking for this shit.
Oh.
It's like, is it that serious? Or?
No, it's funny.
A lot.
Okay,
I don't have to ask mother to get rid of my
fucking call. When SD calls. Yo, E.
Nope.
Yo, E.
Nope.
I'm hanging up on this nigga right now, man.
Don't hang up on me. I'm right here.
Fucking prick.
I'm right here.
Shit.
What happened?
Yeah, I just found the when the guy started.
That's what y'all think is his wife on that guy?
Yeah. Oh, man. Wish you hear it, though.
Oh,
man. Here you go. Listen.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, but no, if you think about it, most girls.
You tell me I heard.
I mean, I heard it, but I ain't think nothing of that shit. Like,
oh, man, duh. That's why you so calm when you said, hold on, let that man talk. Oh, man, that
you know,
shit was hilarious.
I wasn't thinking nothing of it. Like, I said, I put the phone on the sofa or whatever and made me something to eat. And I came back. When I came back, son wasn't there no more. So, you know.
Well, I mean, these New York bitches be acting like they on a pedestal higher than niggas. That's all.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but if you think about it, most girls...
Hold on, fall back. What happened, family?
I said, if you think about it, most girls in the city, what they got going for themselves?
Oh, man.
Your mom was rolling to that.
Oh, yo. My mom heard that. She was rolling. Rolling. Oh, man.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. How about me, other joint you listening to? Oh, man.
Oh no. That YouTube was funny. That. Oh
man.
That's just funny. Oh man.
I'm with the anecdote.
That shit was funny when Ace and 6-4 arguing. 6-4. All he did was, all you hear is him peeing. You hear 6-4 peeing, and you hear him say, "Oh yeah, yeah, take that." And we're like, "What are you doing, dog?" Because I'm pissing on Ace's mom.
I forgot what day it was. The niggas caught up. Niggas was going at each other.
Yeah, niggas was going at each other hard.
Then that other nigga, the rent party nigga, caught up.
Yeah, that fat nigga.
Oh lord, I was like, wasn't that the same nigga that was like when we had the bitches? He told our niggas he had to go to bed. So not even in front.
Oh man, that's some funny shit.
His mom, her mom, and that's his mom.
What are you really laughing at?
What?
That was the show you wasn't there.
Laugh.
She said, "Cuba asked us, what are the three things we would bring if we were stuck on an island?"
Hey, you farted.
And I said, 6'4's mom, Cuba's mom, and SD's mom.
Oh, yeah.
So Cuba said, what about you, 6'4? He said, JJ's mom, Cuba's mom, and SD's mom. And this is also the show that I farted. It was pretty loud too, man. You heard the pre-prep fart and the actual fart.
Oh God! Oh, I wanna go! I wanna go!
The fuck am I talking to? Shit, y'all listening to?
It ain't y'all, nigga. I'm watching Family Guy. Nigga. Like that.
You know
what?
The girl
I burned. I don't know what that is. Flash Gordon in the field.
Hey, listen.
To see if he was smart enough to say a boy.
Hey, listen. This is my answer right here. Six fours said, oh, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You see, you're smelling your own fart.
Oh, man.
In your mouth.
Yeah, eyes out of control.
Oh, man.
Where he at? Ain't the maniac in the face.
Tasmanian devil in a mouth ass, nigga.
From this Grandpa Willis in the face ass, nigga. Don Knotts. Wow.
I'm not going to say that I got in the fetal position, all right?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so knees in the chest.
Hold on, this is when they got when they were eating.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Whoa.
It was me?
Hold on. Go ahead, SD.
Hold on. Sample Timber. Yo. I know you didn't just say what I think.
I think we heard wrong.
I'm thinking I heard wrong. I know I didn't hear this man just speak at his knees in his motherfucking chest.
While he was getting
his nuts and berries tossed in hell.
Berries tossed? Oh, wow.
He said his nuts and berries.
Wow.
Oh, man. I know you hear me. Just tell me.
Oh, man.
Nuts and berries. Like, come on, get your fruits and berries, like, work. What are you really doing? Like, hold on. Yo, Eve, what are you really doing getting your fruits and berries licked on?
Not only that, with your knees and your chest, dog.
Yeah, with your knees and your chest, what was you laying on your back?
I don't know, he was condoning his dad.
What was you really doing? You laying on your back? Like, what's really popping? Now unmute that man.
Maybe he was doing the dog pee on the hydrant.
On the curb.
Yeah, what was he doing? Yeah, he was just doing the dog pee.
You're back on, man.
Mute me.
I'm muted, dog.
Unmuted.
You're unmuted.
Oh, I'm unmuted now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just wanted you to listen real quick. That's all.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, right? First of all, okay, my knees run in my chest per se. Okay?
All I'm going to say is this.
It went.
Lecture in the air.
It went knob, then it went balls, and then what's under your balls?
Legs was in the air.
See, this is a deal, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm sitting down getting hit. The chick's licking on my nuts, sucking my dick. I have to expose my ass by leaning back.
Yeah, like, yeah, legs have to be in the air.
What's going on?
Like, slightly, your legs must be in the air and spread slightly.
For Dr. Hazard.
All you gotta do,
I'm gonna tell you exactly what you do, alright?
Ready to go cheat.
Is you gotta. Cuba, you ever had somebody put a pillow under your ass?
A pillow under my ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, dog, whoa. That's a female, and you did a female trait.
Yeah,
he's a chick in the situation. Like, oh.
He says, no, dog, he's the chicken in the situation.
These folks think they're on a romantic date with the person of their dreams, but secretly
look for
her. Oh, shit. They ain't crazy, sir. Come on, dude, though. That's my dude.
He said, wait a minute, sir. You're the chicken in the situation.
Yeah, that was funny. That might have been funny.
Yo, you old Chick-fil-A in the face ass nigga.
Barbecue chicken wing in the face ass nigga.
You old Burger King mascot in the face ass nigga.
You old Dave Thomas in the beard ass nigga.
You old Jack in the Box head ass nigga.
You old Penelope Cruz in the face ass nigga.
Damn nigga. My throat is mad dry. I need some of Cuba's magic juices to lubricate my throat.
Ah,
oh, boy.
You got some little bit too much information.
Yes. I know she's stopped
more. This is
from watching Rude.com. Oh,
it's really happening right now, fam. I told you, you can't be talking to the co-host like that.
Yo, dog, she's my girl before she's your co-host. How about that?
Oh, boss. You out here cuffing me?
No, I have to be. I have to. Come on, she's a bad. Yo, anytime a black dude gets a Spanish broad, you gotta cuff him, B.
Cuffing out here.
I'm saying, anytime a black dude gets a Spanish broad.
I mean, granted, but I'm not cuffing my dude. Like, come
what about? And then, you know another thing? Anytime a black dude gets a white chick, he cuffs too, doesn't he?
I mean, that's something different. Like white chicks are a little bit harder to get than Puerto Rican chicks when it comes to black. You know what I'm saying?
Right, all you gotta do is go to the Dominican spot and order damn yellow rice and beans to get a Puerto Rican.
That's
huh?
What I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Nigga, you old venom in a face ass nigga.
Come on,
fuck out of here.
Tito Puente in a face ass nigga.
Yo, Spawn in a face ass nigga.
On this apocalypse in a face ass nigga.
Yo, Chili Frito face.
This Gizmo duck in the face ass.
Green in
the face. Those Inspector Gadget in the arms ass nigga.
Scrooge McDuck in the face ass.
Yo, Mega Man 1 in the face ass.
Yo, Mega Man 5 in the face ass.
Mega Man 1 with dots for eyes in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Clark Kent in the face ass nigga.
Death Photo 1 in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Drake from Castlevania in the face ass nigga.
UAC Mitsu in the face ass nigga.
Oh, King Bowser Koopa in the mouth ass nigga.
You old Dr. Robotnik in the mustache ass nigga. Peter Griffin in the nose ass nigga.
You old
Railroad Hobo in the life ass nigga. you old hell. You old hell day mascot in the face ass nigga.
A welfare recipient, waffle making.
You old Miss Garrison in the face ass nigga.
You old Huey, Louie, and Dewey in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Jesse Consopolis in the face ass
nigga. You old Jesse Jackson flowing mustache in the disguise ass nigga.
Reverend Sharpton in the wig ass nigga.
You old Digimon Hansu African ass black shiny bastard in the mouth ass nigga.
African from Friday in the mouth ass
nigga. You African trying to return a CD with no receipt at the store in the face ass nigga.
Vampire from Brooklyn in the face ass nigga.
You old Blackula across 110th Street in the fucking life
ass
nigga.
110th Street. Kadeem Hardison in the face ass nigga.
You old Kadeem Hardison's friend that nobody remembers from a different world in the mouth ass nigga.
Cockroach.
I'm talking about Kadeem Hardison from a different world, nigga.
What, the light skinned cat?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Exactly. Holla at the frog, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas just slow your rolls down.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Niggas already know where you at with yours, man.
You know? So like I was saying, though, right? Like
this.
You old Marion from In the House in the face ass nigga. Come on, you old
Teddy Ruxpin in the face ass nigga. Yo, Mark, Mr. Cooper. And Mr. Cooper and, no money having that bastard.
Get on this Howard Stern in the nose ass nigga.
Yo, Joe Pesci from Goodfellas in the suit ass nigga, wool ass suit and shit.
Are you old Ray Liotta in the mouth ass nigga?
Yeah, you old Rocky's uncle, Adrian's pops or whatever that was always smoking a buggy and drinking bum ass from Rocky and the bum in the
back. You old Dolph Lundgren in the face ass nigga. Ivan Putski in the nose ass nigga.
Nigga, you old. Oh shit, the raisins started crying. I got some raisin bread, raisin toast.
Raisin toast.
You know about flashing toast and assassin coats? Flashing toast and assassin coats.
Mm-hmm.
You feel nothing like Casper's
ghost? Yeah, neither one of us.
Of course you felt the need to address that, but you know.
Anyway, I was saying, you banana head ass nigga.
Yo, Rock Kelly.
He felt the need to stick his neck out there, but you know, it's alright.
Neck, now nigga,
I'll let you handle that. But,
oh, Lord.
As far as that Irish shit is concerned.
Hold on, who's that?
I don't know about all that.
It's me. You probably going at Joe's neck, nigga, pose.
Hold on, who that, man?
There's y'all two niggas arguing.
That shit is comical.
Hold on. Wasn't J5 on the line?
Nah, this is like back in November 2nd.
Damn.
The fuck are you talking about, Clint?
We're talking about some old school shit, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fucking about old school shit for right now. I'm talking about right now, not old school, but now. Right now, what's happening? You know what I mean? So, what
and the bread in the face,
was it, nigga? You old pretzel selling at fucking Times Square and the life ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Osama bin Laden in the turban ass nigga.
You old hiding crochet needles in the turban in the face and the cab driving ass nigga.
Wow.
You old last American hero in the red underwear suit. The face ass nigga.
I'm just Captain America in the face ass nigga.
You underwear wearer. Airwolf in the face ass nigga.
Guru in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old parolee.
You don't know.
You old fake ass violent
Horace in the face ass nigga.
You old fake violent felon. You don't want to be gangster.
Get on this Ron Simmons in the face ass nigga.
You old Ron Jeremy wannabe.
So, flags of all fathers in a face ass nigga.
Who's that, Raheem's mom talking about spanking his ass?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I mean, who's that?
See, Gomer Powell in a face ass nigga always talking.
Nigga, you old. You old bat face. You old Michael Jackson from the Wiz.
I'm about to get on this Elroy Jackson in the face.
You old Michael Jackson after he got burnt on stage in a Pepsi commercial. You know, the
Austin Powers in the chest in the face.
Hey, yo, listen.
Bob Peter in the face ass nigga. Bob without the builder ass nigga. Dora the Explorer in the face ass nigga. Yo, Thomas the Engine in the face ass nigga. Oh, the red blockheads off Gumby in the face ass nigga.
What's this Bobby Brown wearing in the face ass nigga?
Oh, Bobby Boucher in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Remy shooting black people in the face ass nigga.
Doing this Pookie from
you old gumbo in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Dutter Man in a mouth ass nigga.
Come on, man. Why you trying to take from my eatery, man? Try to take from my play real quick. Bundy in the face of this nigga. War boots have been flagged upon.
Have
that
flagged upon.
Yo, Al Pacino, do what the fuck you told in the face of that nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Yo, do what you fucking told.
Benny from the Blanco. Billy Blanco from the Bronx in the face ass. I was about to get on this Billy Blake.
Oh, Alchemist in the face ass.
Hotel people.
And they got on war boxes.
Have on what?
War boxes.
Come on, man. Check the trap up, man. I punch you so many times, you think you're surrounded. Mm-hmm.
That was cute. Punching your chest so hard, make your shoulders clap.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. The silence. The moment of silence.
Dizzy bone in the face.
That's what you be doing. Huh? Something funny. You get the bag. You get...
This is what I
wanted to do. Let me find out chocolate bear belt. I'm
be tight. Still here.
Mm-hmm.
I still smell honey.
Mm. Damn, my nigga, that's what's up.
You don't know what it is?
Really, what's up?
What?
Yeah, I like that.
I want to know what it's like. He's a god, he's a god.
Yeah, watch out,
hey, yo, Ace.
Hey, yo, watch out, Dave. Yo.
Your mom's full of whore?
I mean, you could just ask me that. See over there now.
Dude's on a date.
You about to slide like hotel keys to give me some duchess from the store. You know how that
goes. Mom was a breech baby, you retarded slut.
Well, it looks like a gremlin when it get wet.
I thought
it
was a
man.
You
gonna kiss
me?
I got no way
to ask. Oh, got that nigga. Huh? You said your mom was like a gremlin when it got wet.
Hold on, let me kill your mom real quick.
Tell her to put her face where I pee.
You said, hold on, let me kill your mom real quick.
Are you fucking with him?
Oh, man.
Oh,
Alchemist.
Yo.
Today I'll be playing the OG Blank.
He's the man
in front of
like he was. Just low, nigga.
She about to slide like hotel keys to give me some duchess from the store. You know what I mean? Mom was a breech baby, you retarded slut.
This mom looks like a gremlin when it get wet.
Well, man, what's that?
Okay, shorty, let's go.
Oh, I got that nigga.
Huh?
You said your mom was like a gremlin when it got wet.
Oh, shorty's popping. Let's go. Hold on, let me kill your mom real quick.
You rewinding into some shit?
Oh, this guy.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, 6'4" is stupid.
We got some cookies for you right over here to decorate. You guys have a great time doing it.
Cool. Okay.
Yo, shorty's fucking. She's ice, so I'm definitely. Yeah, let's go. Back and forth.
That's where we go. I get off on. Maine, that's where I go. That's Compton and Maine. You know, we
can
see you right
there
in Compton.
Compton
and Maine.
You got
that scene
on your mom.
That's the hook.
I put his mom in a headlock.
You didn't hear none of that?
No, I ain't hear that.
All right.
it's all good. It's time has passed, homie.
Okay, who that talking to me?
That's you, man. Nah, 6-4.
This is sick, man. You know what it do.
6-4, your Bronco driving motherfucker.
Come on now.
You know what it was, you, man.
You're for wrestling midget. Shut the trap, nigga. Get a lightning bolt in your head.
I'm a security guard at a bodega.
Oh, this shit we was doing that.
Get a lightning bolt in your head.
I got these Ugg-Mugg boots on.
Come on, son. You ain't even got your driver's license. Shut your mouth.
You can't even mother drive me around, nigga.
You can't even
show
fucking dashboard, nigga.
Mom got Muslim oil on her bra.
Muslim oil? Got crab
underneath. Whoa, whoa!
underneath her
tongue. Who the fuck got his tongue to the tooth?
But hold on, I still have to hear. You know why? I
got a beeper clip on his tongue.
That's because you know how to cook. You know what I'm saying?
But that's besides the
point. Your mom is trying to suck me off, so you know how that go.
Yeah, my mom is sucking on handicap off, man. I'll tell you that.
I had to ski.
Whoa! Yeah, look at her leg.
The fuck is punching this thing in the back of his neck? I know I keep kicking him in his ass.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm trying, nigga.
You got her cell phone? You got her cell phone calling? I'm not knowing the great Dutch. Come back with regular Dutch. I'm telling
you. Nigga, I want you to leave a voice message, nigga.
Leave a voice message?
Why? He got shower gel in his mouth.
That nigga's is stupid, yo.
Oh,
man.
We definitely got some funny shows. So we definitely got some funny shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I have a question. Is the chat room still up?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Your niggas watching Hell Day Show. He's looking all right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, now you're looking what's up. Man, you've seen, a lot of about skaters, man. They do a lot of that in the hood, huh? I mean, diversify.
Somebody's watching that shit.
Diversify yourself.
Oh, that shit is probably a word.
Oh, man. I'm going to take one of your mothers on a lucky date to go see the Christmas tree in New York.
Lucky date.
I already took her to Rockefeller.
There's no such thing as a lucky date when any of your moms is concerned. It's always a slut date or something less. Never any more than that. It's usually a slut date, though. Mm-hmm. You know? I end up skiing at the end of the night. Yeah. Oh, yeah, pimp.
Groovy, baby.
I tell you, man, don't nothing bring people together like tragedy, though, man. When tragedy strikes, that's when all the rules go out the window. I don't give a fuck what color you are. It's every man for himself. Like, I've been living in L.A. for over 10 years, so I was out here, you know, for a lot of shit. Like, I was out here for that Northridge earthquake that happened a long time ago. That shit was a 7.8 on the Richter scale, highest of the 10. Now, I ain't never been in no earthquake, and I'm a
date from hell
York,
early.
I think it's one of the toughest.
Yeah, you heard it, right?
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't care
what the fuck is that. That looks like some shit.
For how macho you may be, when you experience an earthquake of that magnitude for the first time at 4:30 in the morning, that'd bring the bitch out your ass. Cause I was home like that shit. I was like,
stay with Aries Spears.
I was waking my niggas up like, nigga, hold me. Jesus Christ. God, you be playing too much. That shit is sleep out your ass. Yeah. And I'm a scary dude by nature, man. Like, a lot of shit scares me. Like, my biggest fear is flying. That's some scary shit. Fuck that. You know, because if that plane go down, that's a horrific way to go out, you know. And the bad thing is if you're scared of certain shit, you got to watch what movies you go see. Because, you know, if you're scared to fly, you don't want to go see a movie like Alive. That'll really be in your ass. Because I remember the movie Alive, that was some scary shit, because not only did the plane crash, they had to eat dead people to live. And I'm thinking, that might not even be so bad, except what if don't no help come for a long time, and you done ate every part of the body but the penis? Would you eat this shit? Niggas like, fuck that, we be eating snow cones all day. But for somebody like me that's scared of shit like that, they should recast the movie and put funny people in it so it's not so dramatic. Like the plane go down, surviving passengers be like Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's family from Nutty Professor. And the plane go down and shit, Bill will be the leader of the group. Could you please have everybody in the dead son, please? See, the plane was going through the air. We was going through the clouds. We was moving. And the wind hit the wing, and the plane fell into the snow. And we don't have any food because in the crash I lost my suitcase with the pudding. So there's nothing left to eat but the penis. Eddie, will you eat the penis? Man, get the fuck out of here. Kiss my ass and shit, right? Because I know what's going to happen and shit. I'm going to take the dick and shit. Rescue people because oh, that's a faggot. I be eating dicks and shit. If the pussy, I eat the pussy. If the pussy cold, I blow the pussy off y'all. Kiss my ass. Fuck that shit. Hey, Papa Clump, you going to eat the shit? Ain't nothing wrong eating that Sherman. Get that shit in your colon and your fart that night out. Ain't that right, baby? Ooh, I'll eat anything. My little Hercules. Oh, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Grandmama, what you want? I want a black man, Peter, so that be long and you be wanting and woo! Get full in a motherfucker. That's where my head be at on shit, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Alright, it's about that time. Now it's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends. Hold on. We may have some shout outs from MySpace. You best believe you will be in big trouble.
Can I sign this man right here?
Oh, Lord. It's amazing, guys, how, you know, how people are, how women are. They're hilarious. You can always tell when someone's thinking about something. Hold on, let's see. JJ from the Technical Difficulty Show. Trying to get this girl to send me somewhere for her music off her page so I can play it on the show. Hey, just send me your email. Better yet, email me at suchandsuch@gmail.com because my MySpace inbox is gridlocked. Yeah, notice that. You're too much of a player. I'm going to have to hit her up. Get some of them songs on here. I have to also hit up Judas. Alright, let's see. Let me put up this grid right quick. Alright, Yo E. Where you at, bro?
I'm at the house, B.
Alright.
So say I'm mom.
Yeah, well, La Cuba, she hung up.
Oh, so what am I here for then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure your mom's getting home safe, that I drop her off home safe. Yeah, I will. Right. I got you.
I'll leave the light on for you.
I got you.
You said he'll leave the light on for you.
Too late. He already established where his whereabouts was at home. How day is looking type funny right now, though. Who's this? This is grandmother? Oh, Lord. Oh, he's taking his dooey up.
Yeah.
Taking his chain off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, get right. Like, so you see our facial expression too? She's popping off, son.
You better get up out of here, but before we go, I'm going to play a quick song for the fellas. Keep it locked. By the way, with that Medicare card at?
That.
We the best. I represent the hood. I represent the ghetto.
Let me get that.
I represent the people.
Let me get that.
I represent you. Listen
up. Let me get that.
All the money in the world couldn't change me. Than the rings or the fancy cars. Cause my niggas in the hood would've let me. All of this because.
Let's go.
Ain't no
help there.
Just food stamp, wick,
welfare.
Every man going for self-care. Still might need the bar,
Medicaid cost for healthcare.
Yeah, if you never got knocked, then you
made it.
Everybody know each other, if not, then
not
you're late. You get shot or get bladed. Dudes that got jobs now that have blocks in the 80s. 6 months, 5 years, it's the usual cop out. Ain't 10th grade, usually when niggas drop out. Fights break out when you wide and
start
smoking. A lot of OGs retired and
start
smoking. House party games and spades. Sweet Kool-Aid, music all night to the
boys
who raised. Therefore, I can
never
be paid. I know where I'm going and where I'm from and get you laid.
Free.
Yeah.
Woo!
In the world could have changed me. No diamond rings or them fancy cars. Cause my niggas in the hood would have let me. All of this because.
Let me get that. Yo, slide that, man. Slide that.
What do you want me to play again?
Nah, play something else though.
Nah, play that Whoa! I didn't say that.
You took that wrong.
Don't
fuck up now.
I said me and Holiday was going to body somebody.
Body.
I mean, you change, man. Come here. You're not changed.
It's in your phone. That's my phone. It's hot. What do you ask my phone for?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree with that E-shit.
This is all together.
What happened? What? I didn't agree with that E-shit. That shit was that funny.
Oh, what's up, Holiday?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
What up, dog? Hey, what up?
Like, what up, baby?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
What up,
Stick? What's up,
what's up? I don't know. What's
up?
What's up?
Hey, man, B, I was just talking to the Kinect on the phone.
What's up? What are you talking
about? Yo, dog, fuck it, man.
Yo, Stick,
it's 80 missing. Black, it's 80 missing, man. It's only us three, and we only know where the fuck the money's at, man. Where's the money, somebody? Everybody said nobody gonna touch the money to... We all agree on it, so who took the 80?
I was trying to get in contact with you. I took 80 to put a deposit on this crib in ATL, but I could get it back.
ATL?
Uh-huh.
ATL, I was trying to get a deposit. Yo, Black, we ain't agree that nobody take the money until all three of us say nobody take the money.
I was trying to get in contact with you.
Ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, you got a lot to do with it. He took the money. He's all everybody money. So you going to ATL with
him? Hell no.
Hell no. I mean, yo, Steve, what's up, baby? I mean, you playing games, you taking...
I mean, you changed, man.
I changed? What the fuck you mean
I changed? Yeah, man, I'm trying to get a cunt. You ain't answering your phone and all that shit. You
ain't answering my phone. I answer my... It's hot. I'm answering my phone.
So what? I would get it back with this other shit I did, man.
Yo, we did a lot of things together. We got a lot of money together.
Hey,
we body niggas together.
Mm-hmm.
We do E off the roof together. We've been doing this a while together. I don't know why...
I didn't agree on that shit.
Hold on. I threw E off the roof together.
Yo, man, what I was saying is that you ain't been the same since that, man. And it ain't holding together.
Yo, hold up, man. This is crazy, right? Hold up. This nigga, he talking greasy about you in the car, talking about body.
My body.
You took that wrong, man. I didn't say Holiday. Said me and Holiday might have to body somebody.
You talk about body in me?
Mm-hmm.
He took it wrong.
What do you mean he took it wrong? What was his words?
This kid was...
Don't fuck up now. You know what, Sticks? These is your words.
Now put that lock shit on. Don't fuck up now.
Whoa.
This is a message for all thirsty niggas trying to get a record deal.
You can't escape the place, man.
Beware.
Yo, Matt. Hey, yo, it's Sheik, baby. What's up?
Sheik who?
Sheik who?
Oh, Luch, what up, my nigga?
Oh,
what's going on, man?
What's up, Jay Church, nigga?
How you?
You cannot escape the rape.
Hey, yo, Jay Jerkin, niggas.
Stop making all that damn noise.
Hey, yo, it's me, Sheik.
Sheik.
Hey, yo, what's up,
Sheik?
Sheik, Lou. Hey, yo. Stop me, Jay Jerkin, niggas. Hey, what up?
Chillin', daddy.
From my nigga, Jay Hood.
Artist, what you know, doubt? Hood, what's going on, baby? You got the sterling silver looking all nice and all that.
Sterling silver.
No doubt, baby. Tell me something. Let me see if you still got it. You looking like you're slacking, baby. You don't look like you're hungry no more. Let me hear something, baby.
Yo, when them things let off, you better dodge like a viper or get your ass rained on like windshield wipers. I'm a ghetto carpenter, all I do is stack bricks. And on hood strips, I got more workers than pips. And if I'm at the diamond, I don't leave tips unless they hollow. Y'all amateurs like them little niggas that throw pop.
Oh, say no more.
I'm telling you, baby, that kid's a star.
Yeah. You kicking it like that? What's poppin'?
What are you doing, daddy? You doing good, daddy?
Can't even ride the Civic no more.
You don't want the Civic no more? Aw, man, what you trying to get then, baby? What you want to push for the summer? You need a Jeep? Say no more. I'm going to get you the key. I get you the key in the mall. Dubs ain't going to fit on it, but I'm going to get you some tins. You got to keep them clean, though. I'm going to get you the tins. You keep them clean. Never chrome. Only our lawyers. No way you're going to get chrome. No way.
No way.
What else you need, daddy? What's bothering you, baby?
Tyson in the back on a plane.
You want to go first class? No doubt. Sunjet, baby. All the seats are leather, baby. You're a Sunjet, baby. $79 anywhere you want to go. I got a show for you in VA, matter of fact. It's four planes. You got to stop in Jersey. You got to stop in Philly. But they all leather seats. Don't worry about it. What else you need, baby?
I went 1.5 with them checks.
The checks, they'll be here in a minute, baby. You know, this is caught up in the pipeline. I'm trying to unclog the pipeline right now, but don't worry about that. All your checks go to my house. Then I check them out. Then I send them over to your house. Everything going smooth.
What happened to my awards and all that shit?
The award? You ain't never seen your platinum plaques?
I
got all them shits over my house, baby. They right in the shit. Come over there and see them one day, baby. They right
over
there. Right above the computer. They right in the room over there. All of them. Force Award, Soul Train. I got all your platinum plaques. I got everything, baby.
Come for the crown, my nigga.
No doubt, baby. I'm working on your new budget. $500.
Good looking, baby.
$75 in advance, baby. See me in 6 months. No doubt.
Come on, let's get out of here, man. We out.
Rouge, man.
What's up, man?
I'm starving, man. I'm trying to get some ice or something.
And I ain't got it, man.
We'll be raping you, raping you, raping you, raping you, raping you, raping you, raping you.
No matter how hard you try, after you sign, you cannot escape the rape.
The rape, the rape, the rape, the rape.
Out of here.
Well, that's one, fellas.
Hey, baby, you got that, huh? Come on, baby, move quick, man. Fucking cops out here. Man, what the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck is this, huh?
That's all I made today,
the
baby.
What the fuck you mean? $55 fucking dollars, bitch? Oh, shit, these niggas trying to creep.
I think that nigga ran that freaking get that goddamn out.
Oh, this shit is fun.
Probably in the fucking warehouse. Oh, shit! Motherfucker stuck me, Grim. All right, Tony, you stuck my man. You all right, Pick? I'm all right. The motherfucker only got me on the ski. All right, Tony, you stuck my man.
Baby,
now I want you to
man.
Stick yourself.
What we
stick yourself.
Come on,
you better listen,
man.
Stick yourself, Tony.
Tony, you better.
Stick yourself again, Tony. Stick yourself, Tony.
Stick yourself, Tony.
Stick yourself, Tony.
Come on, baby, come on.
You
man.
Shouldn't have did it, Tony.
Don't pop him, Grim. Don't pop him.
You shouldn't have did it, Tony.
Don't pop him, Grim.
You made the wrong motherfucking move.
You better listen to
him,
Grim. Hold on, Grim.
Don't pop him.
You made the
wrong motherfucking move, Tony.
Don't pop him, Grim.
Bring your gun to security, motherfucker. Stick me, motherfucker.
All right, fellas, I'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock to 9.
One.
One.
One.